Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on whether I have to go take my courses or people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. Every Sunday night. They started to tell me to do things, and I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them. And I'm happier. Now because I listen to what the voices say. And now when I'm on voices, what? I can hear them every time I want to on Sunday night at 6 p.m. What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Who the fuck are you? Are you fucking with me?
I am just disagreeing with you.
In America, we have the freedom of speech, the right to disagree. Fuck you and your freedom. Who the fuck are you?
And here we are once again.
Another final What the Hell show on Sunday.
We guarantee it'll be fine.
What episode is this?
I think it's 97.
Let me check.
You mean week 97, yeah.
No, it's episode 97. we've rewritten history.
We've rewritten history in the Rant Radio way. This is Rant Radio's version of history.
Your chocolate rations will be increased from 4 to 2.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yep.
Our kind, benevolent leader.
As our beloved comrade Tolesco would say. Or Tolesco? Colcresco?
Ceausescu.
Ceausescu.
Mm-hmm.
Ceausescu. Francisco.
Butcher of names.
Francisco. That's Francisco.
Anyway, as San Francisco would say.
How are you doing, Sean?
San Francisco,
don't you
what?
Try
doing
good? That cow
how am I doing over
me?
Here? Fuck. I don't know.
Doing good today?
Let's play around. Let's put some music on.
We're going to go around the room.
Are we going to go around the room?
Yep.
So at what point have you actually become Bobcat Goldthwait in another life? Like, are you leaving, like, a side life?
He's a stand-up comedian. No, he did not die. I think he's pretty
funny, actually. Far worse. Do you know what Goldthwait managed to marry?
What?
Nikki Cox.
Who is who?
Have you ever watched, what's the name of that show? Unhappily Ever After. She's this red-headed, ginormous titty machine.
I realize you gave me a hard time for liking Dark Angel, and you're going on about some dinky little...
No, yes, you are. I watch it occasionally only because of the talking bunny rabbit.
How do you spell what?
Nikki
Cox.
Everybody can see a picture.
N-I-K-K-I-K-O-C-K-S.
You're way off.
Her middle name is.
No, I think he's pretty close.
Now, first up, we have girl on the left. Who needs a microphone?
Strike pose.
Somebody in here let out a really nasty fart a couple minutes ago.
Sean?
It's reverberating.
You're surprised by this?
It's times like this when I'm glad my nose doesn't work. Can't see it.
Okay, we can't see it. It doesn't matter.
Can't see farts on radio.
Excellent radio, Inky.
Oh, my.
Now, for those of you who actually wondered with Goldthwait's...
With Goldthwait's talent,
yes, he did sell his soul to Satan. It's the only answer, boys and girls.
What kind of movies was she in again?
Oh, wow. It's like, wow, pearl necklace much? Okay, moving right along, we've got Ronan Starrett.
Ronan. Back again with the smell of testosterone and cordite, another creation from Hayton Production Studios, Ronan Sarriott.
You know, the smell of cordite and hate would actually be a pleasant change.
Yeah, I don't like this place. Yeah, I don't like the combination there. It's not smelling too good.
Absolutely. From the people who brought you replacement killers. And then we have Private Drexel.
Hi, I'm Private Drexel.
Watch out behind your private.
No. And your mic?
The mic is not loud enough.
And then we have the bandwidth.
Yeah, my mic isn't
pimp.
Loud enough.
Bandwidth pimp.
Red 5.
This is Red 5.
So verbal.
Booyakasha!
He's just so verbal.
Wow.
I'm doing
Ronin
Medic.
I'm doing naughty things with my cord.
Oh,
cord. Quit playing with that cord.
Was I playing with my cord?
Try a knot in it and put it away.
Get your cord off her shoulder.
What's that?
No kidding.
Okay, and then we got Ronin Medic.
On the microphone.
I was just on the mic. I said
did
hello.
Did you say hi?
Yes,
you did.
Oh,
okay.
I did say hi, but evidently I
no
was
it was missed in the confusion.
And sounds about right.
Sounds about right. And then we have...
Look at that shot.
Product endorsement. Beautiful.
It's better than Godzilla 1984.
PBM endorsing Dr. Pepper.
You bet.
And as if last week wasn't scary enough, here we are 2 days, possibly 2 days away from the W era.
The more W
era.
And then we have...
As W as in D-W-I. Oh.
Then we have your old Uncle Doc.
Hello, how you doing, boys
Captain
and girls?
Captain Paws from himself this week, so far.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've told you for the last couple of weeks I've wanted the extinction of humanity.
Last couple of weeks.
Recent findings, recent findings have determined that Uncle Doc wants the entire human race exterminated.
What about me? You want me killed, too?
I know, I love you.
You're part of the 1% besides, that he likes, or is
besides,
it 10?
I usually say about what one... Between one and 10.
It's me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying,
all right,
how's it going?
That's acceptable.
Hey, how's it going,
Be defusable.
Be defusable.
That's what I'm
and the
and we
sporting
have...
the new really great haircut.
Sporting Betty
Page. Oh, yeah.
Hello, it's me, and this is for Smokehouse. Hi, I'm Quoth. I like to shove crayons up my nose, and sometimes when I'm home alone, I like to touch myself. There, go crazy.
He's probably not going to do it. It's just too easy.
Do you have any idea
what you've just
like,
done?
You know what you have done.
She goes, as you slowly proceed down the slippery throat of all the 14-year-old masturbants. Slippery throat. Freudian slip.
Slippery
throat. Of Freudian 14-year-old masturbational fantasies.
You know, if we keep this up.
Prophet Quoth is right there saying,
a profit
no,
in no time.
I'll not let you go alone. Slide. We see passes.
We girls have to stick
stop that.
Not only
are we talking about girls together.
You can tell me they're watching.
Hey,
I have a bad feeling. I think I know how a Smokehouse is going to abuse those quotes.
That's okay. We're all fun. We're a good fan of women sticking together. As a matter of fact, we like to film it. Okay.
We're quote is never allowed to speak in the online again. Ass. Pussy. Never. Breasts. You can't mention any piece.
Stick in my. Touch my. Stick in my. What are the phrases? Can't you not mutter?
I have never said the word pussy or breasts or any of those words, and I don't intend to.
How about
to.
Ass? Did you say ass?
Have you said ass? How about
bum?
Oh,
yeah, and ass either. I've never
and
said
bum.
Ass.
What
and
about
bum?
Bum?
And nipples or anything like that.
Oh, what was that sound in the distance? Smokehouse creaming his pants? I think so.
In any case, and we have our beloved leader.
Beloved.
The man who's
leader.
Actually the man
we
who's actually
you.
Behind cult.
Please, so
the man
no.
I don't want to be behind cult.
The man who's I am merely a
smell what is behind
I'm merely a puppet. This is I'm
behind cult.
And
it's and
I'm
yeah.
all Sumerian.
Sim?
All you know
ever,
of cult.
Sim?
Pull this thing.
Yeah,
ever wonder why Sumerian has to take his ear goggles off? I think it's because he wants to show off those.
Sim?
Have you ever seen myself and Sean Kennedy separated? Right. I'm behind cult. I run cult.
Sim,
now the truth comes
Sim,
out.
I'd rather be behind cult than in front of it.
Oh, God. True.
That's the spirit.
I'm not so certain.
Your old Uncle Dak.
Behind him
your old Uncle Dak is absolutely a Luddite. You bet. But he's not a stupid Luddite.
Yeah, cult's stupid. Cult's really bad.
We can get satellite photos of your house.
Oh.
Right on. Long live the cult. It's all good. I was always for cult. Cult's all right. That's, not, good that's like that. Not enough to convince me. See, I don't want satellite photos of my house. So you saying that if you support cult, we'll give you satellite photos of
free
your house.
Free satellite photos.
For me.
Sean, I was never against cult.
I
was against you.
I see. That's how that works. And we got the IRC. which is
full. Sean really wants to read out the IRC.
I really do.
So I can see it in your eyes. It's like, it's like
butcher
I want.
Names once again. Has to go through
we
it
make
once
it over
a week.
So I can.
No, you can. Oh, that's.
Stop whining.
This is becoming like the songs of the world. United States, Canada, Mexico, Canada.
Okay, we got Gargoyle Echo. Who did I miss at the top? Who's the Sumerian Echo?
Don't miss me.
Milo X, Battle X doing GFX. Oh, poor
what?
GFX. Set up by Babs, Hayes. Whoever, who's got ops right now?
I do.
They're gone.
Not so good, huh?
Yeah.
I'll find out who they are first.
What happened?
There's someone who's gone. Cenobite Skip Radio, Apocalypse. Thank you. Danon, DRC, Jodeth Moore, Pele, Test Rider, Decker Integrity, Melancholic, Paradox. I want the IP of whoever that was.
I've got it.
Okay. And I would like, Evil James, Noisemaker, Zebulon, Rastakalagon, Lathe, Optic, Scarecrow, Manda Loves Bean. Any Decker's board? Deal with that.
Okay. Okay.
Go deal with
I'll
that.
I'll send it to the one out there. What
I
want to
know what
his Sumerian.
Fucking dog ate.
what did
okay,
this guy do?
Scarecrow, Love Beans, Desade, E, Buck X, Foyer, Germal, Half Elf, Impaluk, JJ Nova, Kexler, Kurgan, Info, Plastic, Nomad, Romulus, Terrell, Yggdrasil, Orphan, Poison Cheeto, Professor Kang, great name. Nexter, Holy Deal, Music God 1, Plutonius, Gijo Wadia, sorry man, Spider, Tenshi UK, Y2 Karma, hey Tenshi UK, heard your virus song today, that was wicked. Y2 Karma, Smokehouse, who is sick, Star Hates Work, Zerstor, Microcube, Cyber Samurai, T-Knight, Simplex Movie, Urban, Vampire Zandad, Vampire Temp Subject, Aunt Jemima, Canis Rabidus, Imagine, It's B, Diffusion Lab, Midget, Sneezing Starfish, and Stats are in the house tonight. So that's pretty good, going down the list.
Now can we know what with this person, this
No, don't worry about it. We're just going to carry right along.
Okay.
So.
Taken care of.
Somebody fucked with Van.
No black helicopters in the sky at all.
No punches or kicks are going to be thrown. So, what do we got going on in the news world? Let's go right to the news.
Let's check it out. Stall. Stall.
I have a story to start off with.
Okay.
I was listening like I normally do when I'm stuck at work, especially on a 16-hour shift, but that's another story, to the CBC. Now, apparently, the CBC was planning on starting a third CBC radio station. CBC is public radio up here in Canada. And it was going to be totally sent towards new music, the indie scene, all independent stuff. If they were going to do it, it had to be an independent label. They wanted no big music at all.
Number one's like for the news. The second one's for classical music.
Yeah, and the third one was going to be the new indie scene. Well, the CRTC, which is the Canadian, what is it exactly?
Canadian
Radio and Television Council, up here in Canada, controls
Canadian Radio Television.
Something
controls it up
something,
here.
Something.
They said, and I quote, that the indie scene music would be too overexposed. Well, wait, there's no radio stations that actually... No, it was all going to be all Canadian.
No, that's what I'm saying, but there's usually a minimum Canadian content, is there not?
Yeah.
That means they'll be overexposed. 100% is way more than
30. So they were talking about, like, no, sorry.
You Canadian music. Oh, no.
Now, Lukey by Great Big C for the ninth time in an hour.
Yeah, I know. No, we're talking big labels, nothing but independent. You can actually, if you have, like, a garage band, you can send music to them, and they were going to play it.
And they'll never run out of music, ever.
So no, they wouldn't. The CRTC said that the indie scene is too overexposed. Huh? But nobody's doing it. So how's
therefore
it going to be
overexposed?
There's a bunch of college stations. To our
American
reach of over 50 feet.
Yeah.
to our American listeners who don't really care too much about Canada or whatever, I apologize once again on behalf of all Canadians for Brian Adams.
Yes.
CRTC is very nice to internet radio stations.
Wait for it. This is the CRTC is the same group that after deregulation now allows major record labels to pay radio stations to play a song. So that's why we're hearing...
As if that wasn't already happening. Oh, come on.
They've legitimized it now.
Hire somebody who pretends not to know them personally to pay them
to play a song. There's a word associated
with it. No, but now they've made it
legal. What would that word be?
Payola. Payola was... There was...
The technical term is actually graft.
Graft, yeah. But no, it's actually called payola. And a bunch of people went to jail back in the
50s. Wasn't it a big scam in the 50s?
In the 50s for it.
Now it's legal.
Not only that, they also allow, since deregulation, up to 60% of a single market to be owned by one holding.
Wow, that's not as bad as the States.
I know, they put
States, so you could be 100%.
I remember back in the long distant past when monopolies and racketeering and stuff, that was all illegal.
Yeah, illegal.
Against the law. And the scary part is
when they made it 60%. Good thing we fixed that, huh?
When they put it at 60%, it's because they don't want it to go up to 70. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
They're probably putting it at 60% because that's something they can do without the corporations getting too pissed off.
It's a nice amount.
You know, maybe,
nice,
you know,
even thing.
It's over half. What do they want?
So I kind of, like, heard about this, and after I climbed down off the ceiling and calmed down. By the way, in case anyone's interested, the CBC took what was going to be the new radio station, and on, I believe it was Friday, started a new website called newmusic.com. As far as I know, that's what it's called. You might want to check that out because, remember,
I've also heard of it as CBC Radio 3.
Radio 3 was what the other thing is. I'm a Luddite, so take that under account when you're basically trying to find it. But if you are in Canada, most of our listeners are in the States or elsewhere in this great big world, but if you are in Canada, you have like a garage band, or even if it's like something you made on your computer and you want to send it to them.
Send it to CBC. They're rooting for you.
They're actually trying to do it. So if you're into music, you've got some of your own stuff, or you've got somebody that you know that's like a small little indie scene, and you want to basically promote them, you can now send it to this website. Apparently, they haven't got their web actually up for taking new songs that way, but you can actually mail
give them their website, your website, or send them a CD.
For about the next 2 months, just mail it to them.
Okay.
So actually mail the stuff to them on, I don't know, however you want to do it.
Some way.
Loomis Courier.
Yeah, but so I'm actually plugging something when I say go there. It's like it's the indie scene. It's getting away from this corporate fucking music pigs. Okay, because God knows we've got to support somebody other than fucking Britney Spears.
But Pale is good,
and whatever the new Kids on the Fucking Block or whatever the latest boy band is.
Oh, 90 Degrees or Metallica or
yeah, all the boy bands.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
There's Oh God! Soul God. Decision? That's our Canadian
Bare Naked Ladies,
I believe.
We apologize.
Fuck you.
Just kidding.
Did you just say fuck you?
Yes.
There's another soundbite for you, Smokehouse.
Yeah. God damn, girl.
Whoa!
About time.
You seem to think that I haven't sworn before.
No, that's not. You haven't sworn before. You just haven't stood up for yourself before. It's like you're fighting back. It's good to see.
I'm not standing up for me. I'm standing up for the Bare Naked Ladies. They did nothing wrong.
She's just a soldier.
Oh, yeah.
She's just following orders.
We're gonna play the news.
So rarely that when she does, it's like whoa.
That's a big impact.
People pay attention. It's a nice effect. I told people at work that I swear on this radio show. They didn't believe me.
There you go.
Well, as opposed to, like, you know, Dak and myself, where if we stop swearing, you're fucking
if we stop swearing, no words would come out of our mouths. Fuck.
Something is going wrong.
Something's gone wrong?
Yep.
Are we dead air?
Yep. Yep, something is...
These things, the record, major record label, shut us down!
Yeah, it looks like it.
Is Red Bud lighting somebody in the other room?
No, the lights are fine.
I heard something yelling shit from the other room.
I said shit. Maybe that was me.
No, I heard it yelling
better
from the other room.
No, that's a Lego Cthulhu.
It's a Lego Cthulhu.
It's too cool. Okay, I have to shut down Winamp. People are going to be... not be able to hear us for a little bit here.
But we can hear us, and anybody
we can
who,
hear us.
Anybody
can hear us in the archives.
Anybody who gets the archives.
This is getting into the archives.
That's
we
right.
We should maybe. Is there some kind of secret we can
well, yeah,
vouch
we,
for people?
Let's have the secret 5 minutes of the show. You have to download it because you didn't get it during the show because we were off air.
It's a limited edition version.
The secret. The secret exposure for those of you who have an IQ above a bag of hammers.
It's What the Hell 2 with
Ronan
Sariette footage.
Was originally
some guy. Take your mask off.
Take your mask off. That's all you need to know.
Hey, take your mask off. This is the chance. We're not on video.
The webcam's still working.
The webcam still works. And it's live.
And you're like Spider-Man. You need an enemy who's going to try and... Yeah.
He does.
I have many enemies.
Are they all trying to take your mask off?
Is this a real Ronan Sariette or is this the clone?
What the fuck do you think?
Okay.
Does it matter?
We're back.
But Ronan Sariette would drink Dr. Pepper through his face mask.
Oh. It's all right. After a while, it all tastes like Dr. Pepper. You don't wash it, you're fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, it's that,
it's
that linty taste that he likes.
Yeah, nothing
the dye's got to make you snaky for the first little while, but after that, it's all right.
Nothing quite like Dr. Pepper that went right through the dryer lint.
Yeah, well, exactly. You see, this is how this all started. I mean, he spilled something on some dryer lint, started sucking it up. Next thing I know, he's wearing masks all the time.
Okay, I'm going to try and play the news intro again. Here we go.
All right.
There we go.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Okay, that was
That seems like a good segue. What the fuck just happened to the...
I don't know what happened, but...
Well, what's the first article up, Sim?
We're going to go to there. This is a great one.
All right. All right. So we're at there.
We're at there.
And it's a great...
I've always wanted to be there.
Oh, I've been there.
And now here we are. There.
School suspends girl for casting spell. Oklahoma High School suspended a 15-year-old student after accusing her of casting a magic spell that caused a teacher to become sick, lawyers for the student said on Friday.
What? Happy Halloween, kids!
It's hard for me to believe that in the year 2000, I'm walking into court to defend my daughter against the charges of witchcraft brought up by her own school.
All right, who's over here with Uncle Dax saying, wipe out the planet?
Okay. Wow, they have to fire everybody at that school now. Nobody brought anything up.
First, we have to accept the fact, in order to make this case, we have to accept that magic is real.
That's the first thing. That's the defense.
The teachers and principals of said school have to accept magic as real. Now, we have to take it back about all the D&D players. They really aren't mad.
I can explain this. You see, once you remove things, little things like the scientific method and evolution from the textbooks, then you get to strip away things like the germ theory of disease, and magic becomes much more
I don't need
more
to wash my hands anymore.
There's no such thing as a bullet. It's just a really bad spell.
Exactly. And she caused the cow's milk to go bad, too.
Oh, my God.
I say burn her.
Burn the witch. 15 years old, she wears black, she reads horror stories.
Witch!
You've all seen
The Craft, right? That shit's scary.
I hate to do this, and everyone knows what I'm about to do, so I apologize. And you won't get this very well because it's kind of a visual joke.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, this is the prosecutor's case. Sits there, thinks for a bit.
Forward slash me.
Witch!
That's his whole case.
That's his case.
Yeah. Okay, people who have to get fired, because if they're not fired, I don't even want to think about it. You have to fire the prosecutor. You have to fire the arresting police officer. You have to fire the
principal.
Teacher. You have to fire the principal. You have to fire the guidance counselors who would have had to deal with this.
The school board.
You'd have to fire the school board for allowing these idiots to ever get into the place. face with their left teeth. Other teacher in the school who knew about it.
Stop. I have an alternate theory, all right? What if she really did cast a spell and all? We're just assuming she didn't cast a spell.
True.
Maybe she is a witch.
Okay.
She did cast an evil spell on the teacher.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is you want me to stop being a rational human for a second.
No. Hey.
Too easy.
No.
Okay.
All we have is a little bit of text on a computer screen, and we've wiped out we've just jumped to this conclusion that, there's no witchcraft.
Magic is real. Magic is real.
She lives in Texas. She really went to all the trouble of casting a spell in the States where there's drive-through gun shops? I mean, those spells, they take time. You have to read.
It's Texas, so the literacy rate's the shit.
Yes, but she doesn't have to worry about throwing away the weapon. She doesn't have to clean gunpowder.
One at a time. You can't hear anyone.
The standard idea with witchcraft is if you cast an evil spell on somebody, you get it back to yourself three times.
Yeah. The law of return.
Yeah, exactly. And this teacher basically fell ill, and the doctors haven't been able to figure out yet what is causing his illness. I imagine this stuff is fairly common.
Yeah.
But so, like this girl, she hasn't fallen sick yet. My God, if she was to fall sick, three times as bad as this guy was, she'd be dead.
The laws of magic,
that's
right?
That's assuming we're following those laws of magic. If you follow the laws of magic that I follow, you memorize your spell in the morning, and when you cast it, it just wipes your mind.
One question. Does this require the roll of D20?
Okay, and also, no, you don't have to roll. Let's think of the victim here.
Magic missile.
Think of that poor teacher last year when those Haitian kids fucked with her. That was pretty rough.
No kidding.
Okay, I can't even walk down the road on this one.
Saving throw?
No, let's stop talking about this. This is just too easy.
It's beyond too easy. It's really monumentally stupid. This is something
I
that
had
this,
to bring it up.
This
yeah.
is deserves a what, fucking like statue gets, to it. It's so fucking stupid.
If it wasn't for the fact that there was an election right now, this would be front page news.
What, the fact the girl got suspended for casting a spell?
Yes.
did the spell work?
Apparently, I guess.
The teacher got sick.
Yeah, and she cast a spell.
They have no evidence
this.
That she cast a spell. They have no evidence
how sick?
She ever so much. They don't know what it is. He's in.
You know what we should do? We should cast a spell here on Rant Radio.
There we go.
Everybody
wake up here.
Wait a minute. Hold it now.
I'm close to a Satanist.
Now, they said that there's this teacher, the student said that they're Satanist. The student said they cast a spell on him.
The student did not say she was satanic.
Oh, okay.
She said she was taken into a back room by the principal and basically locked in there and interrogated for several hours, at the end of which she said, okay, maybe I'm satanic. Will you let me out now? Basically. she's actually Catholic. She's born and raised Catholic, according to her.
Catholics have a long history of casting spells.
Texas, a Catholic in Texas. Well, first of all, she has my sympathies.
A goth Catholic in Texas.
Was this anywhere near Dealey Plaza?
Hey, wait a second. Has anybody heard from Bloom Bunny lately?
No. Bunny.
Moved out of Texas.
She's like this little tiny blonde thing. This is not.
But anyway, she was suspended or arrested.
She looks good. Obviously, she's used her satanic powers to improve her otherwise hideous looks.
Or just to buy some black eyeliner.
She's going to court for it.
Court, and if
for
found guilty,
a spell.
And if found guilty, she'll what?
Be burnt at the stake.
Be burnt at the stake.
Where have you been?
In Texas. George W. sitting there with the torch and the can of gas.
He's not worried about air pollution.
What is jail going to do to a witch? Nothing. She'll just get out, right? They have to burn her.
Well, obviously this is...
No. They'll throw her in water. If she floats, they burn her.
Yeah, remember. If she sinks and drowns, she's a witch. And
they apologize to her parents and give them some money.
Oh, yeah.
Can you be sure that your daughter went to heaven as a blameless young woman?
Yep.
Remember, George W., if elected, his two campaign cornerstones are capital punishment and child literacy. He's probably going to have any child who can't read by the third grade executed.
Perfect.
So, the big thing...
Well, this is the state. So, is that a problem?
Wow. You just lost half our audience.
I don't think that we have money of our audience in the third grade. Okay, what do we got in the next news story?
Parents told to turn off camcorders for childbirth. What? Why?
On behalf of people that have been asked if they wanted to see these videos, I'd like to say thank you.
Yes. But as Carolyn Pasquino prepared for the birth of her first child in December, she assumed she would videotape her son's entry into the world. I wanted to tape be rolling, not too much to capture the birth. I didn't really want to see the blood, but to capture his first cries and see him when he was put in my arms. But he said taping was against hospital policy.
Why?
While her husband, Jeff, captured Matthew on tape a few minutes later, she said it was the first few moments of life when we don't have that.
I think I know why.
You know why?
The doctors are fucking scared in case there's an incident of, like, they fuck up. They don't want there to be visual fucking record for a malpractice suit.
Hmm. Then are they fucking up? Enough that a videotape would do this?
Oh, sure they are. I mean, you take the law of, you know, there are going to be, in the United States, in Canada, North America, there's going to be a certain number of doctors that fuck up every day, maybe every hour, maybe every minute.
That's
and if you have
right.
some of them on
Memorial Hospital,
they're going to catch one or two.
You're delivering my child? Am I allowed to bring in a video camera? If they say no, you go, this guy's a little worried about malpractice suits, and you go find another doctor, right?
No, it's not so easy in the States.
There is a legitimate argument. There is one legitimate argument I think they can make, is that if you're standing there, like, getting all in their faces with a video camera, like while they're trying to deliver the baby and getting in their way.
Yes. That's not what they're arguing about.
That's not, yeah, exactly.
It's the wires and the cords and the lamps.
You can have rules which dictate that they stay the hell out of the way and you're fine.
Yeah, there's another solution. Here's a red circle. Don't
stay in the
red
circle.
With videotaping circle. You're not getting up close 3 inch away like porn shot. You're in the back room with a telephoto zoom lens. Okay?
Getting the porn shot.
That's right.
Getting the money.
But, you know, somebody was asking, is there a lot of accidents? Does anyone, I know some people here know my foster brother, Travis. When he was born, the doctor apparently
fucked up.
Well, okay, they were having trouble extracting the child, so they used a pair of forceps, and they partially fractured his skull.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That would suck.
Children bounce back. What's the big deal? You saw what happened to Travis.
Look how he's turned out.
Have you seen Travis's head lately?
Explains much.
What would you rather have? Travis's?
That means nothing. I had it so hard growing up that when I was being born, my mother had a bulk of cord wrapped around my throat in a Garrett-style attack trying to choke me out. When I fought back, kicked my way out, and killed the doctor. I'm normal.
Never harmed you, none. Not at all.
Knowing you, I can't comment.
Our next one is Typo Loving Squatter Squashed.
Oh, this is another great cult
this
story.
This is a gooder one.
Yeah. Domain name squatter who specialized in misspelling celebrity and company names got a sound thrashing from a federal judge who found him guilty of illegally attempting to profit from the typographical errors of unwitting internet users. Now, there's a couple
I'm
of bad things about here.
I'm being charged because you can't spell.
Yes. And he's trying to profit from the internet. What a crime!
But no.
Oh, my God!
Built on the principle
internet's
of free enterprise.
But you don't
understand. The internet was meant to be free.
He's not a corporation.
I have a question.
Think about poor Christine Aguilera. What's she going to do now?
I don't know how to spell her name.
I have a question.
Think about it.
Who? Aguilera?
Who was sitting there and decided, oh, my God, this is terrible. Somebody has web pages that are slightly misspelled, and people are going there by mistake.
I know who did that.
We must prosecute them.
I know who did
that. Where does that come from?
Microsoft
that comes from that guy. It's the same Microsoft guy who said that this friendship between man and raccoon must stop.
That's right. No, but really,
George W. Bush,
who decided that this needs to go to court? All right, we're going to push this murderer's trial back so that this guy with the misspelled, server names.
Microsoft.
with the misspelled names can go to court.
We've got to protect these ignorant people from going to the wrong website.
Who decided that?
How did they come across these sites in the first place? Were they just stupid and couldn't type in their own name?
Yeah,
I misspelled it.
Yeah,
hey, this isn't our site. Wait, but it's just like our site. It's an alternate site. I stumbled into the Twilight Zone.
I clicked on lighthouse.com. There's a lot of porn. I must have the right place.
Yes, this is the porn White House site. You know all about that.
Well, heard of a back button.
We are talking about the
and
Talk about,
I was traumatized.
Talk about working around the problem.
Yes.
Back. Back, I say. Back.
You know what I hate? I hate the
closed browser, open browser. Solves all your problems.
I hate that whole. Actually, it doesn't. I hate that whole nuclear sort of fucking. Oh. Click here if you'd like to get free software. Click.
Oh my god, that makes me insane.
Boss looks and it's nothing but tits and child porn and bestiality. And they just keep opening. And you're like, oh my god. And it's like, sick bastard.
The only way to go. You use Internet Explorer, right?
Yeah.
Go into Tools. Click on it. After you click on Tools, go to Internet Options.
Okay, I'm there.
And then you...
You're frightening me.
Okay, Tools, Internet Options.
Click on Security and click on Medium. And it turns off scripting and those little windows don't pop up. Just turn your security level down on Internet Explorer and it's all fixed.
Really?
Important to know when you're browsing porn sites. Or
tech tip of the day.
Okay, thank you. Here's my question. Why did this person, this amazing person that decided they had to prosecute these people that had the misspelled
names, domain names,
go with the misspelled names and not with the assault of web pages on your screen?
Mm-hmm.
I got that. What, there was a dieting one from email. It was highlighted just because that's where it was. And all of a sudden, I'm getting this thing popping up on my screen, and it was very aggravating.
From email?
Yeah.
Yeah. They could do anything. Remember the...
Look out,
we went to a site that automatically installed a program.
Okay, yeah, this is the thing. When
this
you say,
really bad.
Like, comment cursor and stuff like that, when you say, okay, yeah, I'll install this program, it may not be spyware, but you're giving the okay to that corporation for their certificate. So at any other time in the future, it'll automatically install software from that company.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Isn't that great? You don't even know. It put an icon on my desktop because
it's like, oh my god.
I'm like, this is all wrong. But when you install it, when you remove it, it's still there.
It'll reinstall itself.
It reinstalls itself. Because when you clicked and said, yes, I will allow further
stay
people
on
like
focus.
Microsoft. Microsoft could have some evil thing, and you go, well...
Microsoft?
Evil?
Never!
Hear me out here, okay?
Say it ain't so!
All right, hold on. Hold it. I want to go
let's
off
let's
of
pretend it is
fun. I just want to put a side note here, okay? Just to stop it on a side note.
Then I want to talk about something.
Okay. When was the last time Bill Gates came to your house and kicked you in the nuts? Okay?
It's been a while, but...
Bill Gates has never done shit to me, okay? All these fucking penguin Nazis are out there, they're just fucking like... Have you seen Bill Gates?
Money?
He couldn't take my lunch money fucking like when I was 14 with who he is now. Like, give me a break. Bill Gates fucking...
I don't have anything against Microsoft either.
No. But you know what? It's like this weird trend. You know, everyone's like, oh, fucking Microsoft. Fucking Microsoft. What office software do you use? Microsoft.
What you know, your email you? Program? Outlook Express.
Damn it. You know, none of us have paid shit for the... You know, I don't fucking dig this shit.
We don't pay them, and we still use their product.
John, there's an old expression. It's something about familiarity breeding contempt. Well, success does, too.
Yes. They must be successful. They're successful there, therefore there must be good products, and then we have to use them.
You know, no. Success breeds contempt. People hate somebody who's successful.
That, yes.
Yeah, you ever noticed
there's the other thing is...
But that's not right.
When I started to have negative Microsoft feelings was when they forced...
when he touched
me. Show me on the doll where Bill touched you.
When they forced Internet Explorer on me by... And that sort of thing. And
when it was automatically there when you installed Windows.
I didn't like that.
Of offering it for free.
What's that?
The thing that really got to me is when I was using my Microsoft Force feedback joystick and it hit me in the head.
And it got into my hand. And it went bad.
I mean. I'm sitting here on the bench, on the group W bench. No, but seriously, like, you can't... Windows. No, but seriously, you can't sit there and just be all fucking Microsoft. It's evil! Fucking evil.
They're a big corporation. That's why they get...
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You guys are always bitching about big corporations.
We are.
If you don't always know all the facts, right?
No,
true.
And,
but you're still bitching about the big corporations. That's why everybody else is. It's a big
corporation. This still revolutionizing.
I'm just saying.
That a lot of people do things.
That's true. And yes. I'm just saying, fucking check some, man. Check but some. You got to make sure on your data.
There's lots of corporations that we bitch about that I'm sure are doing the same sort of thing.
There's a slight difference. You don't see Microsoft dumping toxic waste into the rainforest and filling it in with dead baby seals. It doesn't happen.
Wow.
Okay.
And who is the most,
that is the most expensive alternative, by the way.
Recently, Chairman Bill?
Maybe Larry Ellison, but not Microsoft.
Yeah. Recently, Chairman Bill actually appeared at a conference on the digital divide, talking about how people in poor countries, where they make a dollar a day. That was great. He eviscerated a guy for saying that they needed to fix something about the digital divide. Hey, how about you feed these motherfuckers and then worry about getting the computers?
Yeah.
Computers is kind of a cop-out, right? And I thought it was really cool that he had his head on straight about that.
Yeah.
And Microsoft is not necessarily evil. I think
they got corporate policies, and some of them suck ass because they're out there to make a profit.
You know why? Because it's
and they're greedy.
It's, you know why? What? Who enforces these corporate policies? Who comes up with these corporate policies?
The
lawyers.
Yeah. Oh, well,
that's true.
Corporate lawyers
and
okay.
Salesmen.
Who do this all? Who does
salesmen
do this all
have
for?
To be involved
the
with it
stockholders.
Somehow.
Who are the stockholders? Look in the mirror, kids. If you have some, like, if anybody has, like, any kind of financial dealings, probably you have some connection.
I think you just passed that buck one stage too far.
Yeah.
Okay, totally.
It's not wrong to hate your
A lot of these big corporations, and it ultimately comes down to, well, they're just doing what the stockholders demand.
No. Look, they don't care about their stockholders. They're doing it for money. Like, I'm looking after my stockholders.
Who are the people that are looking for the money? They're the stockholders.
Oh.
The people who own the company.
Yeah, that's great and all. So, but there are key people. It's not like saying, well, everyone's responsible. We'll distribute blame.
Okay, hold on. Let's pretend that I'm CEO at IBM. And I make a decision saying, well, you know, I don't really like the way workers are treated in Malaysia. But they can manufacture our new frontside bus chips for 3 cents each less. We'll save $5 million over the course of the next 5 years.
Right.
And I go, I'm not going to go with Malaysia. I'm going to go with the more expensive place where they don't abuse their workers so much. Your ass lands in the street. Your ass is so fired. It is exactly the stockholders. Stockholders want profits, and if they don't get them, if something goes wrong, you're fucked. You're fired. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. But okay, the buck drives everything because the stockholders are separated the stockholders are separated from decisions. The CEO or whoever's in the position to make the decisions has to understand the fact that stockholders don't care.
This is,
they
of
just
course,
want their money.
With companies that have a large stake of their own capital invested in themselves. For companies that just have capital, it doesn't matter to them.
Oh,
they got
yeah.
their money.
Got their money.
Yeah, but we already know what's happening in all the dot-coms, so...
Oh, exactly.
But, okay, you got to bear in mind, though, Girl on the Left is absolutely correct. I mean, everybody needs to be more informed, and the general stockholder has to look in the mirror and go, hey, what the fuck? Absolutely, without a doubt. But I refuse to believe in an age where I cannot get the fuck away from people. You can try, okay, and you will be found. Cult members knew I was playing golf, okay? Like, I couldn't get away from these fucking guys.
You were playing golf?
I played golf with Lefty a while back, Structural Integrity Man.
Right, cool.
They were all like, oh, Sean's playing golf. He's on the fifth green.
You're playing golf.
He's playing bad.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just relying on companies.
I'm very upset with you.
Why?
You played golf.
Yeah, so what?
So golf is evil. Black
Fox. Oh my god, you played golf! We must kill money to the world population!
I'm disappointed. The important thing is he didn't inhale while playing.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Can I have a Dr. Pepper, please?
And I was actually quite hammered by the third hole, so if that makes a difference.
Oh, okay, no. Drinking
no, I got it.
That's fine.
That's all good. That's all good.
I got one.
I'll take another one.
I'll take one too, brother. But, no, in all honesty, I refuse to believe, finishing up on that thought, I refuse to believe in this day and age when I cannot get the fuck away from people that stockholders cannot be informed.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's like, oh,
to what,
I,
to
I
what
fucking
bad practices
promise you, it's like, well, I promise you, it's like, hey, stockholders, yeah, you can either make an extra $5 this year, and we'll employ in slave wages these 15-year-old and 5-year-old Malaysian children.
Oh, shit. $5. Sorry, I just don't buy that. Okay.
You don't buy what?
Let's say, I don't buy that. Stockholders are informed. They just don't fucking care.
No, that's bullshit.
Hi, I've got $20,000 in Nike stock. Am I crying over that? Am I?
You can, but Sean, you can say, yeah, I want to buy stock in only companies that are good and nice and
ethical
don't abuse
funds.
Ethical funds, right? But they don't because they don't make as much money.
Yeah. No, they don't because the people who are ethical and moral are usually part of the wage slave structure.
Yes.
That's why. People who invest.
That's
have
not
money
why
for
they
reason.
Don't. They don't because they don't make money. It may be that they're part of the wage slave structure, as you say, but the person buying the stocks goes, does this one make money or does this one make money? I'm going to go with this one.
Okay. Are you going to imply that people that don't make good money are more ethical than people that don't? Ever visited a ghetto?
Okay.
Holy fuck.
Let's put this on a global scale. I've got stocks in Motorola. Motorola makes good products, lots of phones, all that good shit. Right?
Sells a lot of stuff.
Well, guess what?
Landmines, too.
Exactly. Where do you think the computer chips and landmines come from? Motorola.
To be honest, Dave, Motorola stopped removing landmines. I got called on that a couple shows ago. I said the same thing. Motorola stopped producing chips for landmines like 9 months ago.
But, okay,
Nazis stopped
producing chips 45 years ago, the only too. Company. That was a platform for the argument. There are hundreds of corporations that do that.
Yeah, somebody makes fucking ceramics for bombs to kill kids.
Somebody makes it.
Do you think that some guy who's sitting back in his fucking yacht making $300,000 plus a year off of his bonds is going to give a shit about a landmine that takes a 4-year-old and puts him in half?
Some other country.
Fuck that. He wants the profit.
That's right.
Yeah.
And even some of them do care, but they don't care enough not to do it. They
so
just
what's the solution?
Take their money and feel guilty.
Or there's not
what's
enough
the
people
solution?
That care.
Too bad, but if I didn't do it, someone else.
Kill 99% of the people on the planet.
I think it's on the
case. You go sit on the Group W bench with Desmond.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to do that.
But no, seriously, so what's the solution?
I don't have a solution. I want to ask a question.
No, your solution was to kill everybody.
No, I didn't have a question or a solution. I just wanted to ask a question. What do landmines need fucking chips for?
To know when to blow up.
Landmines are not the shiny, happy little click, whirr, fizz-bang things they used to be. Landmines talk. They move now. They'll hunt you down. They come to your houses and kick your ass.
The landmines nowadays are intelligent.
The latest thing...
Wait! Let me speak.
Okay.
Yes. Modern landmines nowadays, especially ones that are airdroppable and artillery delivered, are intelligent. Kennedy's absolutely right. They move. And they're talking about making ones now that have got a self-destruction factor. They've got ones that have got built-in identifying functions. So they have little sensors that go, oh, you're friendly. I'll let you live. You die.
Not only that, but the whole mind. Sorry, I'll let you in on this just after this. But the whole minefields are intelligent. They can communicate. Oh, look, through seismic activity, we have an entire section approaching the field. We'll wait for the whole field to come in. We'll have three bouncing buddies bop up to chest level, kill everyone, and that'll still leave adequate coverage for the thing.
I like that. Not really,
because it kills children and innocents and farm animals, and it's a sick way to fight a war.
The newest thing in landmines was just a press release from Sandia Labs in the States. And the newest thing in landmines is a little thing that's roughly egg-shaped. It's got a piston in the bottom, and it can jump up in the air up to 30 feet. They can travel up to 5 miles from their original drop destination, and they form a distributed computing network which automatically heals the landmine field as it's being entered. So if you go into a landmine, it explodes. It reforms the structure of the landmine field to heal the location where the landmines can move.
So if it
lands off target, it can move up to 5 miles to get back in target. The whole landmine field, like 500 mines, goes hop, 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 and new destination.
And furthermore, you can't blast a hole in it because it redistributes the mines.
It'll take your target zone and refocus on that target zone. You'd have to destroy
This is exactly why the United States didn't sign the landmine banning treaty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have fortune.
These wonderful, fun toys.
Back to the...
If I can't have it, nobody else can either. That's basically the way landmines work now.
Back to your statement about the mines that sense, you know, wait for the big whole division. That's good for me, because that means that as a little recce troop, we're too small for the mines to bother with, and we get to travel through
the
mines and not blow up.
That's cool. Well, what you got to understand here is that we're making a lot of jokes here, okay, but... myself and Ronan Sarian have been trained, and I don't know if Drexel has. I don't know if you took the training or not, but we've been trained in landmine
warfare.
Not enough. Yeah, landmine warfare, you see a couple of home shot videos of fucking kids ripped up and shit. It's because it's a dirty war, man. People are still dying from bombs that Rommel laid in the desert, you know. People are still dying from this shit. And landmines, like, cult by itself, like, on the clear landmine thing, that's probably one of the greatest things. Like, this whole organization could terminate tomorrow, and I'd be happy that we cleared some landmines. Landmine is a sick, sick way to fight a war. And the fact they make a thing... Okay, first of all, at that stage, it is now a robot, okay? It violates all of Asimov's basic laws of robotics.
But it's okay.
Okay.
We're not going to get into making Asimov the man who decides the laws of
the landmine link is in the IRC if anybody wants
it. Should, because Isaac Asimov was a guy who was thinking about robotics and shit when the computers weren't even fucking up the stuff, when they were still making lights and stuff. Okay? Robotics, on the whole, now some of this stuff's like, we all think the Ed 209 robot kicked ass. Okay? But I don't want a bunch of fucking landmines, okay? Okay, so let me get this straight. We got these landmines we drop, and these landmines can now communicate with each other. The minute that landmine can achieve external communication, that means it can get hacked. If that landmine gets hacked through a satellite relay, you can turn your fucking landmines around and march them on a base 5 miles away. You're sitting in your fucking pillbox and landmines start falling in and you die? There's no sirens, there's no air raids. Like, think about this, okay? You're having robots kill people. The minute that fucking thing moves and becomes intelligent at that level, that, any way you cut it, it's not Ed 209, okay. But you've got a moving robot that's designed to kill people. That's its function.
Hey,
that's
how about this? Let's think about what happens. We're all thinking about the United States using these things or what happens if they get hacked. What if the Serbians got their hands on them?
The Serbians, they don't get enough credit. They really don't.
They don't?
As a Balkans power, they are some of the most efficient and disgusting people on the face of the planet. They've invented new ways of killing people. One of the guys that I've worked with on a regular basis is Croatian in descent. Back in 95, at the end of the fighting of the war, he was back there for a wedding, and he told me firsthand about some of the torture rooms and buildings that he was in, where the Serbs used to ethnically cleanse and interrogate people. Very, very fucking inventive. Also, you might be familiar with the concept of the FAE, Fuller Explosives.
They use those?
No, they played a landmine out of it.
They made a landmine out of a fuel-air explosive. For people who don't understand, a fuel-air explosive, if you'd like to see an example of one, you should see the beginning of the film Outbreak. There's a great example of an airdroppable fuel-air explosive about the size of an oil drum. What it does is turns essentially all your air into fire and burns everything. It'll destroy viruses, the works. It's like napalm, only different. Napalm is a sticky substance. It's a gelatinite that ignites, okay? If you cover yourself up with a series of bodies, and a napalm strike comes, you'll be okay because the gelatinite won't hit you. With a fuel-air explosive, everywhere that there's air burns.
Your lungs?
Your lungs, everywhere. It's gone.
Not only that, there's a concussion blast that is so powerful. In the Gulf War, they dropped a couple of FAEs to clear huge areas of landmines. And the explosion was so fucking powerful that the Brits flipped out for a good, like, half an hour thinking the Americans had dropped a fucking nuke.
Oh, yeah.
They went completely apeshit. They were screaming openly on the radios, the fucking Yanks dropped a nuke.
It was actually an SAS team on a deep penetration raid that broke radio silence.
Boys who know what they're talking about, I'm
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, people don't understand. Like, we talk a little bit about, you must understand that most of, well, eventually, they're not on the page yet, but the original strike team, which was the Tweedsmuir Marine Corps, the TMC, okay, which was the original strike team of CULT, where Ronan Medic, Ronan Sariot, all these guys were from, we were all hardcore military effenuendos. Okay, that's why we've got all this knowledge about fuel air explosives and landmines and fucking artillery and recon and SAS and Australian SAS and
special air camp patterns.
International camp patterns. You know, we're a bunch of little military fucking fiends.
Center geeks.
Okay. No, it's true. Way beyond that. Like, I left Ronan Sariot as a student, and then I came back, and now he was the master. The guy's, like, far since surpassed me in military knowledge. But the point is that you've got to look at this thing like landmine warfare and this shit. And it's the bravery of being on a range, man. Roger Waters. You got to stand back, and you got to go, oh, yeah, you know, well, they're hopping around and blowing people up. You got to fucking realize, that's real people, man. Global Village. You got children dying. I don't give a fuck. They're black, white, red, green, blue. Who gives a fuck?
And this
people in Iraq never did shit to me.
This is something else that a lot of people...
Put that in the page.
What is that?
That's the landmine. That's what it looks like.
Is that in the IRC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like a fucking... It looks like the fucking cylinder out of a truck.
This is something else that you have to consider about landmine warfare. Landmines would be much more humane if they openly killed people. But they're not. They're designed to wound people because it takes four soldiers at least to carry off a wounded soldier.
Have they changed it to four? I heard it was three. It took three men to handle a wounded soldier.
Three, four. It doesn't matter.
A larger number than one.
Okay. Yeah. That was great if landmines only affected soldiers. But they don't. They affect civilians.
Mostly civilians, in fact.
So now what happens is you get these third world nations or anywhere that there's a modern battlefield. They've got mines that have been sticking around for 30, 50 years that are still active. Some little kid comes along, steps on a landmine, or maybe some farmer in the field out in, like, you know, Cambodia. He steps on a landmine. Well, guess what? He has a bad day because he's not dead. All right?
Yeah. Welcome to die horribly.
Now, what does he know how to do all his life? Farm. You've just now effectively taken him out of the working community. What's he going to do? Now it takes his family to support him. They have to work extra hard to give him all the prosthetic limbs and carry and have, make it so he's got a comfortable existence. You've now just crippled an entire nation's economy.
Yeah, it's brutal. From that page, I'm just going to read a swipe paragraph here. Of course, okay, this is... Oh, fuck. Okay, of course these cute-sounding critters also have a sinister side. Specifically developed for DARPA, one of the hopper subspecies jumps 3 to 6 meters high, 10 to 20 feet, with 100 hops per tank. It is intended to become an experimental mobile landmine platform. The ultimate goal, the goal here, is to create a self-healing landmine. Hopping mines would sense an adversary's mine-clearing operations and cooperate with each other to fill the gaps. More terrifying still, the mines could migrate to move into the path of oncoming vehicles. Okay, there's a film you should see called Screamers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, this was, it's starring that fucking guy from RoboCop. What the fuck's his name?
Peter Weller,
okay. It's about landmine technology, and they take it one step further than this when they have landmines that they have a factory underground that just makes and manufactures new generations of landmines that come out and hunt people, and eventually there's these little objects that sound like a skill saw run around, cut you up and shit. It's sci-fi. Good movie, actually. Much better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Okay. But as far as... no doubt they're probably going through the internet movie.
Screamers!
Screamers rocks!
Screamers rocks, okay. Now, the thing is, you got to bear in mind, people are like, oh, yeah, well, you know, whatever. Okay, guys, as geeks, as the next generation of geeks, everybody who's listening right now, some people, we're ranging in age here from, like, 14 to about 30.
Yeah.
Okay, for cult members, that's pretty much the age range we got. We got some members getting up in the 40s now. We got a couple 45-year-old members. We got a mother and daughter who both joined cult because they thought it was cool. I thought that was really slick, okay? But, and around radio listeners, people who don't join cult, they're like, man, those guys are fucked. Okay, I just want to listen to my industrial music, and that's all good. And Sean's a fucking wingnut who screams all the time. You know what I'm saying? But that's all fine. But you've got to take responsibility, okay? You've got to hang back, and you got to take responsibility for what it is you have knowledge of. Knowledge begets responsibility. If you have knowledge of something, you have an obligation to act on that. You sit there and people are like, oh, yeah, they made this new landmine. Isn't that exciting? And what do you mean that's exciting? You're making things that fucking kill people. It's wrong.
That's all it's for.
Developed on the same company.
It's designing the landmines.
Oh, the same company. Yeah, this is great. The same guys who are building the landmines now have the new
prosthetic legs.
Are also making.
My God.
Oh my.
Are also
research company.
Oh, are also making the smart prosthetic limb.
God.
Now that's not adding your own.
Well, isn't that brilliant
conflict
marketing,
of interest
though?
Much?
Okay. Oh God! My light jokes were so easy.
Well, okay. The problem with that is I doubt the sort of people in the currently the countries that have people getting their legs blown off from mines. They're not going to be able to afford these prosthetics anyway.
If you think about it, it's brilliant marketing because you create the market need and then
you fill it.
It would be
it's like the virus. The virus people writing
disturbing.
Viruses, right?
So I would find that very disturbing because that
sick.
Sounds like
that's
it would be, but
evil.
They couldn't afford
yeah,
it.
This is fucking sick.
This is Sandia Labs you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So they have many departments.
Two main research projects
on their front page. You go to Sandia Labs front page. Yeah. They have three things. Two of them are these two projects.
What's the other one?
That's deadly. The other one is researching
nuclear
vessels.
Okay, hang on. Just be fair. It wasn't Sandia who started this. It was a Russian. Approximately 120 Russian scientists formerly employed designing nuclear weapons are expected to participate in the project. Okay, so they're getting the Russians to build this fucking... Which I think is really cool. Because I like anything prosthetic made by Russians. Mecha much? That would rock. Okay, because they're like, good, strong, box-like limbs.
Yeah, do we remember the Russian running legs that they built?
Oh, they kicked ass.
Besides that, Russian scientists, especially when it comes to human physiology, have got a long, successful track record of being innovators. I'll let you know that it was the Russian medical scientist that came up with the first procedure for laser corrective surgery.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and let's not forget that the most likely explanation for the curse going down in flames, The cursed submarine, intelligence has reported lately, was most likely carrying the new rocket-propelled torpedoes that they were developing, which happened to be underwater and supersonic. Wow, that's pretty cutting edge. How do you do that? No, I don't really understand my sonic.
Do you want to know how so fast that the shockwave underwater is so fast it creates a vacuum slipstream that the thing can go like 4, 5, 6 times the speed of sound.
It's amazing.
There's problems with that.
Yeah. Mainly the whole fucking nose end of your sub blows up and you all die. That's minor though.
When they're in air,
if they leave the water, they're pretty toast.
The other thing is that what does most damage to ships? It's not actually the explosive that hits the ship. It's creating a huge pocket of air because, I mean, you can build a ship, and it's not like your little model toy in the bathtub. The ships have to be supported, even fucking subs. So when you have a huge area, space that is now a vacuum, which is made up of air,
you break its back.
You break the back of a ship. That's how basically like the Exocet missile works. That's how all of these things work, is by creating huge pockets of vacuum underneath the water. So probably what happened is they chest fired this puppy and didn't expect the area to be quite as large. They were too deep. Pang. I mean, I've heard about situations where a sub was, you know, at its maximum depth range, it bumped into a fucking rock, and the whole ship basically shattered like it was made out of fucking glass.
No, because of the pressure that's on it. Now, here's an interesting...
As an added post note on this, they found the bodies of the sailors on the Cursed. 27 of them were alive.
Yeah.
In the back of the
because they found a letter.
One guy was writing a letter. Hi, there's 27 of us alive.
I'm writing this in the dark because there's no light. Yeah.
So it's like this. Hi, we're down here.
Wow.
We're testing, like, that's what they say. We have some highly experimental, new age, cutting edge weapon technology. It all goes horribly wrong. Why don't we just let all our sailors die? That way no one gets to answer any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, does that ever make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most economical way to keep your secret safe.
And very historically accurate.
And historically accurate. Fuck them. Let them die.
Yeah.
Well, nobody asks any questions.
To take kind of another nautical twist on this, dead men tell no tales.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And that's why,
true, huh?
That's why when the sailor's family go to try to scream at the president, they get jacked with a needle. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Visibly on film.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
Okay.
There was
a woman who went into the Prime Minister, Russian, whatever the fuck.
Vladimir.
Whatever. He's all talking
during
shit.
During a press conference.
During a press conference. A woman who's a relative of one of the dead sailors starts to go, whoa, begins to wig, you fucking blah, fucking yada yada. A on film captured one of the Russian secret police, pull a syringe, restrain her, and dope her on the spot.
Oh,
like they had him in the crowd on standby.
Uh-huh.
More than one, like 4 people grabbed her and jacked her.
Creative.
Yeah, very creative.
Uh-huh.
And it's
it should be mentioned for those who haven't been paying attention to the scene over there that the current president of Russia is a former head of the KGB.
Yeah, which, you know, they don't have much
training
and that sort of a thing.
What's wrong? We do this stuff all the time. Is something changed now with the cameras?
Okay. Welcome to the new Russia.
Okay.
Same as the bad old
Russia. The only reason why...
Sorry to Americans for emotional scene, we was not meant to be captured on camera.
The only reason... Now, the thing you got to remember here, you're like, God damn, you know, I'm glad I don't live in Russia. God damn, I'm glad I don't live in those countries.
Yeah.
The thing you've got to remember here is the only reason Russia is that way is because it's been around that long. When America's been around that long, it'll be just as fucked. Okay?
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by that? It's like the Roman Catholic Church. Why is the Roman Catholic Church as fucked as it is? Why? It's been around for 200,000 years, whatever the fuck it was.
But what is happening over time that is making them fucked? I don't understand that.
Because, okay, governments exist... In order to exist as a government, you control people. You control people's rights. This is the definition of a government. You control people. Okay?
Oh, fascism. Controlling people.
Well, that's... What is a government?
That's
the role of a government, okay? A role of a government is to control people. That's their role. That's the role of a
greater or lesser degrees. Like, control people from driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Think of a government as an organism with a life cycle. Either the government gets more powerful and reinforces its strength so that it lasts longer, or it dies out. One or the other.
So in order for a government to
survive... And the governments have been around for a really long time? have gotten a lot of power, and they've grown really strong, and they're protecting their lives.
So, essentially, exactly. And yeah, and that's just...
So what you're saying, to have a good government, we need to have a revolution every so often and just have it in for a few years?
Absolutely.
Well, I think that mostly...
Think he's a Marxist. Who knew?
I think you can call it any way you want. I've had people call me a fascist. I've had people call me, like, some kind of...
Communist.
A communist, a dictator, okay?
A closet dictator.
A closet dictator at that. That was in high school. And
I have to ask this. Have you come out of the closet yet?
Have I come out of the closet? But I'm here to tell you, I've been thinking really, really hard about the future of cult. I've been thinking a lot about how how things are going to go. Do I want to be, you know, patient zero forever? Do I think I've got what it takes to be patient zero forever? Yeah, sure, I'm all cool now. I'm writing shit now.
Or is that a good thing at all?
Is that a good thing for me to do that? Or should there be a set amount of time that there should only be a patient zero, and then that patient zero can never be a patient zero again? You know, that kind of a set. The guy who runs cult is called patient zero.
Patient zero is a term used by spreading. If some contagious disease,
coined
that's
by,
the person that started it. Patient
coined
zero.
By 200% sexy PBM. In fact, he was the guy.
I stole it from the movie Outbreak.
Well, of course you stole it, but he was the guy who suggested it for the use with cult. Okay, so there's going to be some rules made up. And a lot of cult members have come up and they said, "Hey, what are you? Are we all your fucking lackeys here? Don't we get a say? How about this? How about that?" So I'm thinking about different ways. It'll be listed in the Book of the Damned, the Direct Action Manual, about how to about how to answer questions like that. But getting back on target, what did you find?
Anki?
Oh my God.
Are you gonna post in the RT?
What?
Sorry, I'm just ripping up Sandia National Laboratories. Primary responsibilities under their programs page. The first item is nuclear weapons. And the buzzword there is our primary mission. Then it goes to energy and critical infrastructure. And the third one is non-proliferation and materials control, helping make the world a safer place.
Wow.
Oh my God, this shit just writes itself.
It's like,
amazing.
You know,
something you see in The Onion.
I'm a big fan.
A common theme on this page.
I'm a big fan of technology, okay? I'm also a big fan of having technology exist that, you know, is sometimes questionable. A lot of people look at my ideas, you know, about two-headed cats in Mecca and go, you know, Sean, it's kind of fucked. But,
meow, meow.
But,
actually, before you brought up the two-headed cats in Mecca, I was, you know, a little iffy about it. Then I said, well, two-headed cats in Mecca, throw five-assed monkeys in and I'm in.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that you've got to look back and you've got to go, okay, it's okay for technology to march forwards, but you gotta have a bit of a fucking brain going on here. But like, well, who are you to declare the moral? I don't think we should have little mobile bombs that bounce around and blow up and kill children. I don't know. Call me a Luddite.
The problem is, as technology moves forward, we don't.
We do. It's just that people don't think, are not informed enough. Not enough people know about this. The minute they deploy bouncing landmines that kill people. Okay, that's because of the
media. You think the general populace knows about bouncing landmines that kill people?
Of course not, and they've never been exposed to war. North Americans know fuck all about war.
Yep.
You go to Europe, World War II is yesterday for those
fucking
guys.
When's the last time a war happened here?
Hitler was bad. Hitler was a horrible guy.
1864.
That's a while ago.
Maybe before that there might have been some skirmishes with the Salish.
Unless you can't lose the
Civil War, right?
So you always hear people going, Hitler was terrible.
Indian War.
Hitler was a bad guy. Well, excuse me?
Like
Stalin killed 45 million of his own people. Okay? But you never hear shit about that. You never hear shit about how the Nazis killed, or the American immigrants, okay, killed more Native Indians than the Nazis ever killed Jews. But you never hear anything about that. You never hear about how the British were the people
who killed more Indians
than the Nazis ever killed.
There were that
Jews.
Many Indians?
There weren't that many.
Really? No,
yes,
no, they're now looking at it, the disease brought over by the Europeans.
Purposely spread.
Hey, no, that wasn't until a few years later, but that was the British. But anyhow, until the thing came over, they're looking at North America held about 10 million Native Americans.
Really?
In Canada,
that's
there are about 250,000.
Yeah, there were about 10 million. Wow. They estimate, because of smallpox and measles, that they were looking at infection and termination rates of about 99%.
Wow.
So
no, okay.
Okay,
no,
regardless,
there's people here that were not taught about this in school.
We're not going to get into the fucking numbers thing here, okay?
Derek, there's a thing called virgin fields. When you basically...
Drexel.
That sounds really funny.
You need to listen to.
But when you bring a disease into people that have had no contact with it...
No, I understand what it did. I have some idea of
how many thousands and tens of thousands that it killed in mass. But 99% is that's you don't you, you like
look,
that's
you look
you before. Take and kill 99% of a people and they go from being a people to not being a people. That's taking all the people in an area and killing 99 out of 100. Now they know they, now like they are the isolated they are single people.
Kind of like the way they are now.
No, they're not like that.
Drexel, the North American Native Indian on the East Coast. It was entirely, almost entirely populated the East Coast from Florida all the way up to fucking Nova Scotia, all the way, fuck that, all the way up to the Arctic Circle. After Europeans started to mingle, the disease rate, within like 5 years, Europeans are starting to settle. They find nobody.
You're mistaken. I'm not saying it didn't kill a lot. I'm not saying it wasn't 60 or 70%. I'm saying it wasn't 99%.
Okay, we're not. No, that's what a virgin field death is. It's about 99%.
Okay, enough of that.
Okay, enough of that. We're not going to get into the whole. The bottom line is we're not taught about it in school. Okay? You're not taught about this. You're not taught about how Stalin was the biggest motherfucker to walk on Europe. And who knows who else? Nobody even knows who the fuck Pol Pot is. Half the people listening to the show is like, Pol Pot? Who the fuck's Pol Pot?
I'm saying who the fuck is Pol Pot.
It's too recent to count as history class. They don't teach you about it.
Okay. What's the death toll on Pol Pot, Rona Saria?
Let's see. He went out and wiped out anybody and pretty much everybody that was the intelligentsia of that country. For example, if you wore glasses, you're fucked.
They thought you. If you wore glasses, you must be smart.
We have to kill you. Bang.
Mm-hmm. And really? Who and where is this?
This was in Vietnam and Cambodia.
He ruled since 1975 up until like
last year.
A couple of years ago when they caught his ass and threw him into a really deep hole.
There's an excellent film that covers the subject as well as the end.
Called The Killing Field.
Exactly. Covers also the end of the Vietnam War. It's a must see. It's
surprisingly, I have not seen this.
It's really,
which
really
is probably
good.
A sin.
To see it.
They estimate he wiped out between somewhere 7.5 to 9 million people.
Yeah. Okay, but again, you're not taught about this shit. I mean, the Nazis were great bad guys. Fuck, they even wore black. You know? It doesn't get much better than
bad
guy.
You can't ask for a better bad guy.
You can't ask for a better bad guy. Screaming evil guy. Lots of people. But Ralph Lauren, the guy who made all the pajamas, oh, he's still in business. Bayer, the company that makes aspirin, who made all the Zyklon B that killed the Jews, oh, they're still doing business.
That's 3M Innovation.
That's 3M Innovation for you, baby.
The company that manufactured the gas chambers and Zyklon B was a chemical company and an engineering company in Germany. When... what was it called after we won the new government? Not victory. There was a term for it, reformation or something like that. When we came in and we said you have to break up the company, they broke up into two companies with the same fucking stockholders that were told they're not allowed to own these companies anymore.
Okay, but we're talking about companies, okay?
But it's profiting off the death of millions.
They did do the death of millions, but we're talking about a company. It doesn't have. It's not a conscience. It's a company.
No. You don't understand.
You're in 19 in the 40s.
Let Uncle Zach finish, okay?
Drexel, this was the same people. These people were told they were not allowed to own anything. They were kicked out. What's happened is they put people in. They were allowed, to choose who was going to take over the company before they left. These people held on to the stock for them until 12 years later when they were given it back.
How long can you feign ignorance and cover your eyes and plug your ears and go, I don't know?
World War II ends. Are we now going to say that the Germans are evil forever?
No.
Why are the Germans great people? Why are their companies
good
evil?
People. No, they're just not their companies are evil.
Right.
But
they kept the fucking thing. They kept the Beetle. That was created by Nazis. That keep these companies. They're just companies, and they're building stuff.
Well,
they're not building.
Is not that these companies still exist. It's the fact that the people that were put in charge by the Nazis and ran these companies under the Nazis were given control of these companies again, so they can make lots of money again.
They broke into 3M.
It's those people that are the problem.
Yes, the people who ran these companies were put back in charge of the companies.
That's our problem.
Making profits, proceed as usual.
That's the way the rest of the world is doing it.
Okay,
and I'm saying the rest of the world's fucked.
Is that right? is that right? That's
what
point.
Well, what are we talking about? What's right? Is it right for all the people that made money on the American side of the war to kill all sorts of people? That's what they're doing.
Sure.
They were fighting. They were fighting for what they believed in.
Sure.
And Germans were fighting for what they believed in. It was, according to us, and I agree, totally fucking wrong, mm-hmm. but that's what they were doing. Okay. They were just building stuff.
We've also
it,
got
at a market.
Okay. Was Mr. Happy stockholding rich guy aware of what was happening to the Jews?
Oh,
really?
Where are we? Yes. Where are we drawing the line? Is it all right to build an assault rifle, but not a mine?
Okay. How about this? How about we draw?
That's a very valid. That's a very valid argument.
No, I think it is all right.
That's the most intelligent argument I've ever heard out of you.
I think it is all right to build an assault rifle, but not a mine. But I don't know where the line is.
Okay. How about we draw this line? Anybody who commits by either act of omission or by participation genocide. Should be given a death sentence.
I haven't done anything to stop genocide.
Okay, wait.
I can go down to the store, buy a rifle,
and shoot who's in charge,
and go where they are doing it and kill them.
To be honest with you, this is why I don't like getting involved with the whole thing. Girl on the left, okay, is very, 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 in my opinion, you are very, very, I think it's left wing. Is that what it is? Here, Charlie.
I don't know if I'm that left.
Okay. In my opinion, you're like way the fuck out there on the left wing side. Okay, you're like bare naked ladies, all that kind of stuff. But I hope to God.
Now the bare naked ladies, diehard comics.
Bare naked leftists. Okay.
But the bare naked leftists. I hope to God that people like Girl on the Left make the rules concerning shit like that, and I'll just worry about either breaking the ones I don't like or enforcing the ones that I think should be.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't worry, and I don't think that a lot of people, like, because they get so confused, they're like, fuck, man, I don't know, there's all these lines and shit. Okay, when a weapon decides who it kills, that's bad. Okay?
I don't like you.
A rifle, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
When an intersection decides who gets a ticket.
I get a landmine to fucking hunt people. It's like, no. Maybe we should turn that off. Yeah,
actually, I've got a major problem with automated interfacing with human culture in all ways. Not just landmines that take care of themselves, but automated traffic cameras. You know, the laws were there originally so they could be enforced when somebody did something really nasty and dangerous. They weren't there so that they could ticket everybody in an intersection. Landmines are there so that, you know, in the case of a war, you can, you know,
defend a barrier deniability.
But, yeah, there you go.
Active.
But when all of a sudden you can release landmines and use them to patrol a border.
Ooh. Sean, I have an answer to what you just said. Guns don't kill people yet.
Yes.
That's very true.
We've got a relevant rant.
Perfect.
We're going to go to a rant.
Okay, we're going to go to a rant.
This is called Victimless Crime.
This is relevant
to companies, so we're going to play this. Here's Sean K on Rant Radio.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the Cult
Weirdo.
For more info on Cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
I'll hit you in the face with a shovel.
What I don't understand is why people steal from small business, okay? I got a couple buddies of mine. They have the first cult-owned business, Geeks R Us, right? A little computer shop in Langley. It's all good. They're trying to make a go of it. You want to try to make money making selling computer hardware? Makes me go wonder what you're doing. But that's all well and good. This isn't about a business plan. It's about getting ripped off. They've been robbed about a month ago, and they lost like $27,000 worth of shit, okay? And the insurance company's trying to fuck with them, and it's all bad. And what happens the other night? Oh, they got robbed again. Hello? Do not steal from small business. You steal from big business because they factor that into their percentage. Go rip off the little guy. You want to go rob him? Go rob Home Depot. Go rob fucking, I don't know, Future Shop or Circuit City or some shit. Leave the guy who's trying to make ends meet for his family alone, will you? These guys haven't done nothing wrong to you. They're just like you. You're trying to make a fucking deal. You're going to go be a thief. Hey, okay, whatever. That's your career path. You can choose that. You're going to get caught, and if you're lucky, you'll get caught by the cops. If you're unlucky, you'll get caught by the people you're robbing, and then they'll fucking kill you, okay? I mean, depending on what state you live in, they can even get away with it, alright? So if you're gonna rob people, rob big business, not small business. Stay away from the home invasions, okay? Don't fucking hurt anybody. Just stop that shit. What the fuck are you doing? You're not making any real money here. You're not even getting anything, and you just next week you gotta go do it again. It's bullshit. You're going to jail for a bullshit reason, okay? Stop fucking robbing individual people. If you're gonna do crime, make it victimless. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
The
this is where we fight back. We strip the little pretty pictures from their 500-channel universe, recontextualize it, then we spit the shit back at them. Special data, things that'll help people.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Holy Dio's going to phone in right now. He's got something to say.
Okay, he's got something to say.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Holy Dio.
Hey, Holy
What's
Dio.
What's the deal, Holy Dio?
Yeah, I would like to say that, yeah. Me and Nomad Shift have been working on our Best of Rant Radio CD.
Oh, right on.
Excellent. So how did you do this?
Well, we were both just, you know, flipping out clips we really liked and whatnot. He asked me for my mix, and turns out he was going to throw it on the CD. I'm like, dude, I'm working on the same thing. So it just happened to work out great. So we worked on it together, and we got about a CD and a half done.
Really? So these are just, like, best clips? How long are the clips?
We try to keep most of the clips in their entirety or whatever they're currently talking about or whatever.
Yep.
So, you know, some of them are 10 minutes, some of them are like 5, you know, usually not too long. What we're going to end up probably trying to do is make it like a show, you know, like the show with all the best clips you can have or whatever.
Very cool.
A fan's best of Rant Radio.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's already, we got a CD done. We might have 2 or 3 CDs, whatever. We'll try to, you know, of course, keep, you know, send us whatever money costs to make it. We'll figure a set price, and either one of us will burn you a copy. I'm going to do some artwork for it.
Excellent. So do you have references for all these clips, like which show they're from and such?
We have to work on that yet.
Excellent.
We threw up a page, and what we want is for all of our radio listeners to come to the page and, you know, submit your favorite clips or your favorite sections, give us a show, and try how far in the show, if you know, try to help us out or whatever.
That would be excellent. I've wanted to work on something like this, but
you've got that silly life keeps getting in the way.
Yeah, that silly life keeps getting in the way, and I mean, this is a huge undertaking to actually go through all these 2 and 3 hour shows listening for
like
funny things.
97.
We're on episode 97. I mean, you know how many hours that is?
Yeah, I know. Most of the stuff we have is from newer shows, since, you know, the stuff we've been hearing recently we can think of.
Yeah.
Old listeners especially. Anyway, I'd like to get the site out, which is http://members.tripod.com/rantradioCD, all lowercase.
Ah, excellent. Well, it's somewhat short. Type that in the IRC, too.
Yeah, will do.
Excellent. So what's the other thing you wanted to phone in about?
I also do it another time. Basically, my roommate can do a voice, and I figured you guys would love it, but I didn't really write him a script anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not going to be any good.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it. Go ahead.
The thematic is I didn't get the rant done because I just been working on it, and I haven't had time to go record it.
Okay, that's all.
No worries.
I told him about a rant I was working on.
Okay, cool. Whenever that's done, I guess. So is that everything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I think that's more or less everything.
Excellent. Keep me up to date on that the hell CD. That's very, very cool.
Very cool.
Right, and I should have someone post that on the site sooner or later, too.
Excellent. I'll put that link on the Rant Radio site if you... if somebody
that would be good, too.
Excellent. So say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right, I have something to say. I was installing an upgrade to a piece of software a couple days ago. I do not own the original software. It is a cracked version.
No!
My goodness, I'm not going to say what software it is. But I wanted to do an upgrade, and they had it on the page, so I download the upgrade and run it. And what this upgrade did was actually erase some files on my hard drive. It erased the cracked version of the old piece of software off of my hard drive without even telling me that it was going to do this. So I think that really pissed me off that this company went and altered files on my hard drive. What's preventing it from formatting my hard drive? Any company, like a legitimate company. This is a big company that did this.
Well...
You agree with this?
No, without
telling you, like,
hey,
Microsoft.
Man, if Microsoft in the war, you get shot. You knew the
no,
odds.
No. If Microsoft, I'm going to run an update to Windows, and it wiped out everything on your drive
because it
saw that you had a copyrighted version that you pirated from somebody. Well, how would you feel?
Did it know that you had.
Oh, I'd be pissed. But by the same
how
token,
pissed
though,
would you be?
By the same token, though.
Sorry,
okay, if I'm in my trench and the fucking Germans sneak in there and kill all my buddies.
This isn't war.
Oh, yes, it is.
There are rules. There already are rules.
It deleted
There's
files
about,
that I made in this directory.
Oh, okay. No. I thought it deleted files.
It deleted. It's a whole directory from this original program. Deleted all these files that were in this file, in this directory. They weren't very important, but they were mine.
Hold on a second. Was this...
This was Cool Edit Pro. Okay, Cool Edit Pro.
It went and deleted things?
It deleted things I made.
Hold on. It deleted them and then said was unable to upgrade?
No, it said big fuck you and said I deleted you. You had a pirated version. Don't ever do it again.
Really?
And said I'm not going to upgrade your thing. And it deleted files. It told me after it deleted them.
Wow.
Now, how would you feel about that?
That's pretty ballsy.
If Microsoft deleted your files.
If they did that to me, I would definitely write a nasty, scathing letter.
Okay, well, to be honest with you,
you're pretty miffed.
I'd be.
I've never seen you so angry.
Well, would you be angry
jar that angst?
No. You got to understand, Sumerian. He keeps things. If you make something,
did you lose sound files?
You keep it, right? He doesn't ever
discard.
I deleted insignificant files that I made. I'm not going to tell you what they
are. Okay. No.
But they were things I made.
Okay.
And now they're gone.
Without it warning me that it was going to delete them.
Okay.
It told me after and said, don't use pirated software ever again. Oh, you learned your lesson, you bad guy.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, I would say...
Comes and goes.
All right, well, it's like this. You go, you get your hand on some pirated software.
Yeah.
The company, it's their right. You know,
Yes.
The chivalry of modern combat, of the Cyber Knight, okay, it's how it works. They have come in, they've said, aha, you're using a pirate version, smack! And they have,
we're going to seize your hard drive. We're going to seize your hard drive.
Judge and jury, they have convicted him on the spot. What we have is the first case of a digital judicial system.
I've never, ever seen this before in my life that a company has done
changed?
This.
Okay,
what
now that's a very valid point.
What
that's
if he opened up the executable
changed, you could have done that. I could have done that.
The icon contained within the executable. Because he didn't like the way it looked. Or maybe it went to more of a theme with his program. Okay, yeah. Maybe they looked
Red 5, you know that's a violation of your license agreement.
No.
Regardless, let him finish.
Let
him finish.
All you did is modify the way it looks on your computer. Functionality is identical. So there's a checksum. MD5 checksum.
Yep.
Digest doesn't compute.
It says, you were pirated.
You pirated this. Let's make this test. Because if you still, I'm sure you still have it somewhere.
It's from Cool Edit Pro 1.2, cracked version.
But you have...
I don't have a real copy, so we can't do the real test.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We can test this, right?
Yeah.
Is this even remotely secure? What? I have no knowledge of any pirate software at all.
You guys are
totally on your own here.
Whatever.
But nobody goes to jail for having a copy of pirate software on their own hard drive. That's not the way it works.
Well, a perfect example is about a year and a half ago, some guys on ZDNet TV or whatever tried calling the piracy software line.
Yes.
And they went through layers and layers, and nobody wanted to deal with them. But these guys, I think this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because we really have to test this because...
Change the pirated version just a bit. To see if they're targeting that one.
Version?
Yes.
Just a tad?
Yeah.
And to see what triggers it?
I don't know, but I'm sure you can buy it.
Because if it triggers, I have to agree. That's
just find their Cool Edit, not Cool Edit Pro, but the other Cool Edit. There's a version of Cool Edit 1.
Cool Edit Amateur.
There's a version of Cool Edit. I bet the upgrade for that does the same thing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, what you're getting at is test it, and if it works, then you can...
Go after these people.
You can go after them because you didn't do anything wrong and they fucked you.
Yeah.
Like as it stands right now, you can't say, it's like the criminal saying, you got a booby trap in
this
house.
This is no different than a little bomb. This is no different than a mine. Some concept is similar.
Go with me on this.
The mine deciding who to kill. This is the program deciding what to destroy.
Okay, now I can see that. The program was designed, okay? People say, this isn't a war. Oh, yeah, it is. There's
a digital
war that's going on. Welcome to it, okay? Now, personally, I'd be like, would I be pissed? Absolutely. Absolutely pissed. Do I think you have a right to retaliate? Absolutely. You bet.
Yes.
Welcome to the war. Some guy sneaks into my trench, kills my boy. I'd be like, that sneaky German bastard. Look at that fucker. Now...
Time to go get
the only difference is when I stick my bayonet through his fucking head, it won't be personal.
Sean, Sean, you use the word metaphorically. Use the word metaphorically now.
This metaphor sucks. This metaphor is a piece of shit. Really, what we're dealing with here is they booby-trapped their software. If I set up a shotgun on a pull string in my front yard because somebody broke into my yard a bunch of times, and then the first person that walks in through my front yard, yeah, they're trespassing, and it blows their fucking head off. But if it's a Boy Scout, I'm going to feel real bad because he's collecting money. You know, like,
we're stretching this.
No, we're not stretching this at all. This is exactly what it is.
Exactly what it is.
He trespassed. He didn't steal from them. He took a copy of their software, but he didn't go out and steal something off their shelf.
Oh, absolutely.
They took for me.
Great. I'm with you. I'll be backing you up. We'll fuck.
This
go
is
there
not
right now.
A war. Nobody's getting shot at. Okay? That's the whole reason this isn't a war, is because nobody would lose their files before. This is the first time this has happened.
Think of me. What did they lose? Nothing. What did I lose? A file. They lost nothing.
Okay. No, that's granted. I'm not against you here. We're arguing. You're preaching to the choir.
This
I'm
is your place.
It.
You can kick us out.
No,
we
no,
like
no.
you.
I'm all for no, it. You're, no, absolutely. I'm just saying. I'm saying that.
Do you think I should have lost the file?
No, absolutely not. I'm just saying they were within their right to build a booby trap to come kick your ass. You have a right to go kick their ass now.
Are you, okay.
But I'm not sitting there going, they're evil. I just like, those dirty bastards. I think it's clever.
Random thought here. Maybe you could have backed up the file before you did this.
Irrelevant.
This is what I was trying to get in.
It was my backup. It deleted my backup, my real one and my backup, let's say.
And it found
on different directories.
Tape backups in the closet.
And then
it knew where it was.
And it came out and
it
kicked you in the nuts.
It actually, it hopped 5 miles.
And it programmed a landmine to search out his car.
No, it searched my hard drive for this program.
Okay, now
went and deleted it.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit. Yeah, that's fucking shitty. But I
what if
I'd be like, you clever fuckers, and I'd send them a clever fuck you back.
Yeah, but then you'd go to jail.
That's really clever.
You'd go to jail. You'd go to jail. This is a case of a company being legitimized of deleting hard copies of files. If you went to their server and deleted their files, where would you go? Straight to jail.
Absolutely. It busted.
And where do they go? They get congratulated. Good software.
Congratulations,
okay,
James.
No, I don't think about they would way. Be congratulated.
If they'd hired some hackers that just went over the internet doing a port scan on people's boxes and the software went running, had a port open. Hey, that guy's running the software. I'm going to hack his box and nuke it. Would that be okay?
No, of course
that wouldn't be okay.
It's not okay at all. I never said it was okay.
What if your directory?
It's like people saying, I'm going to kill this pedophile because he's a pedophile and he's a piece of shit. And I'm going to say, I'm going to kill this pedophile because I'm going to make sure he doesn't do it again. I don't think he's a piece of shit. I just think he's sick.
I'm
and we both killed him
because he's wearing a green shirt.
I mean, we're arguing over fucking semantics here. It's like, that son of a bitch, he's a pedophile. We got to kill him because he's a pedophile. I got to say, we got to kill him because we got to do it again. We argue for 30 minutes. The pedophile shits his pants and then we redecorate in brain matter gray.
This is definitely worthy of Red and Sim Labs tomorrow.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have no problem doing
okay.
this.
Okay, we'll test that out.
God, I want to have a job.
No, you don't. You want to have me.
Guess what's going to be on Guess what's going to be on Slashdot
are you hiring?
No.
And if it deletes indiscriminately, it's going to be on Slashdot in 2 days.
Oh, no.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. But I was pissed. Anyone who's listening right now, I have not
I'm
seen
very pissed. It's deleted things on my hard drive.
He's just mad.
You said, well, what did you lose and what did they lose? And if you deleted something from their drive, you'd get in jail. But they're getting a pat on the back. I don't think they will. I think if you took this to court, you would win.
Yeah.
Oh, damn straight, you'd win.
What if I recorded an NFL broadcast and it deleted everything on that tape because I recorded an NFL broadcast on my VCR?
Okay. Yeah. No. I
and it's like dump something bad on this tape. I'm going to delete the whole tape.
Pick your battles, man. This could come back, kick you in the ass.
Oh, I know.
Don't give them a target. Okay, guerrilla warfare. Don't give him a target. You give him a target, you're going to get fucking made. Then you're hammered.
I have an image of Sim with half his face painted in blue screaming freedom as he charges in.
Oh, no, that's great. See, that's the big problem that hackers make. That's the big problem that all hackers make.
No, is really, really important, I think.
Sure it is.
I think it's really important.
Sure it is.
Yes,
and a lot of people have
What if this was a standard and all programs now had this built in? Any upgrades, it senses any pirated software, it'll delete your whole hard drive.
On the same side.
Yeah.
Totally agree with you. I'm just saying, you fucking be careful how you do this. Because there are lots
When do you want to fight it, now or later?
What happened to Braveheart? What's that fucking guy's name?
William Wallace.
William Wallace, drawn and quartered. Why? Identified himself. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Why did, and oh my God, I've got a picture of this guy on my wall, and I
you,
can't remember
you're,
his name.
You're the, what are
Collins.
You saying?
Michael Collins. Why was Michael Collins? Michael Collins was the most effective.
Yes.
Let me finish. Michael Collins was the most effective when no one knew who the fuck he was or who was responsible for driving the British out of England.
Okay.
But he got identified by one of these faggots who went and fucking confirmed on who he was, and they took all his power away, and he wound up getting screwed. Okay, yeah, one of the guys who
so
now, now run the IRA, and they're all fucking idiots. They're thugs. Okay, the old IRA is not like the IRA of fucking today. Anyway, regardless of this, okay, the reason why these people have to, if you're going to fight a war like this and you're going to go in on this, you better not make yourself fucking made, because if they nail you as a target, you're fucked. Your intentions and goals, and you could be so right, but you'll be so right nailed to the wall. Christ was the Son of God,
and
he wound up on a stick.
And?
So, do you want to fight long or short?
Kevin Mitnick,
Matt? That's my saying.
How do you fight short? Should I let this pass and go, oh,
no.
Well.
No, you right fight short if you let them know who you are.
Should
I want them to know who you are. Well,
should
that's
he write
my,
a
I'm
virus
saying,
and send
I just want to get it on Slashdot. I'm not going to say, I run Rant Radio. Come investigate me.
Good.
Look at my place.
Good. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you want to
please
fight.
Please take all my
do
servers
it.
Down.
You bet. Do it. Do it. You want to fight this.
If it goes up on Slashdot and I go, oh, that's a story I mentioned. Good. And
yeah.
It doesn't have my name anywhere. I don't
great.
Care.
Great. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying
no,
go
no,
ahead,
it's
fight.
Not me. I'm not going to go on the news.
But make sure you fight
smart.
Man.
This isn't big enough for me.
What Sean is saying is basically when you hit him, don't make yourself a target.
Yeah, exactly it. You know, one shot, never fire the same shot twice, move.
Sun Tzu's art of digital warfare.
And you bet, baby. Yeah.
That's yeah. My name is Anonymous Coward. I have a tip.
For everyone who's curious, Centrillium Software is located in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hey, Gloom Bunny's in Arizona.
Yeah. She's got a shotgun.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Metaphorically
speaking, her mouth is a shotgun.
And yeah, her mouth is a shotgun, and her tits are battering rams. She's going to go down there topless with gun tape on her tits. And
it's all over for Centrillium.
You deleted my files! Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yep.
She's shaking the building apart!
Oh! Blue Money laying the serious smackdown here in Arizona.
I've never seen that photo.
No.
Yes. Large lesbian women subversed and stuff, yeah. It's bad. It's all bad.
As they said, Nate Millimeter, there's some things you just can't unsee.
When you dance with Gloom Bunny doesn't change. You change.
I'm gonna play another rant.
Okay.
It's about. It's called No Gouge. Gouging.
Yeah.
No.
This is from my wonderful people at mysawmill.com.
Mm-hmm.
My sawmill.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the people I'm working for. And wow.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Sean K here. Time to talk about a little bit of moral responsibility as a geek. Now, if you have some skill set that involves, you know, designing web pages or helping people or doing consultant work or whatever the fuck it is, okay, you can't go and gouge the living shit out of people who are trying to get you to help them, okay? It's okay to make a profit. That's fine. You can make a profit. That's okay. Everything's cool. But you're not charging, like, sick amounts of money. For example, I know these good people. They got a website. They deal with, you know, sawmill shit. And they have these guys. They went to design their website, and they were going to charge them $150,000 for an option in the website. They were going to charge them $3,000 U.S. now, all U.S. money, okay? $3,000 just to have a rotating banner on the site. What is that? Like 12 lines of code? Give me a fucking break, okay? You have got to maintain a sense of moral responsibility if you're going to be charging people in the computer consulting field. If you don't, you make all computer consultants look like shit, okay? Give me a fucking break. And for that matter, don't cover for some other asshole. If somebody comes to you and says, yeah, this guy said he'd do it for $3,000, you go, oh, well, I can do that for $2,500. Yeah, that way I'm not as bad as there, but I'm still ripping you off. Fuck that, man. That's bullshit. It makes everybody in the whole industry look like shit. They're pinheads. You're victimizing people. No more victims, man. No, none of it. I don't give a fuck. Just because they don't know, that's not their fault. They got their own little business world. They can fucking have it. We have a responsibility to people to at least be decent with them. My name is Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
And for
is
those
it really so hard to believe? Your clothes are different, the plugs in your arms and head are gone. Your hair has changed. Your appearance now is what we call residual self-image. It is the mental projection of your digital self.
Okay. And for those of you not familiar with what Sean is talking about, those are called ethics.
Oh, yeah. There's that they're that legendary thing that that got made illegal back when sharing was banned.
Business before the computer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was actually good business, yeah. That's when, you know, you're, the person you did business with was your friend. So, you know,
That never happened.
I think that kind of ended somewhere around the turn of the century.
Oh, cool.
I don't think that ever happened. You're talking about selective business. Like, very, very small percentage of business has ever been ethical. Ever.
Well, we're not gonna get...
Actually, I hate to admit it, but I think he's right. That's the unfortunate fucking
part. Who is better to find alien life?
Cult.
Cult, absolutely. We need a Star Cruiser. We need one now. If you've got a Star Cruiser you'd like to donate, please dial 1-877-STAY-RAN.
You get dibs on the rights if you find the ETs first.
Seriously, we've got anybody who's heard of SETI at Home, we've got this webpage, and Cult has a team on SETI at Home now, thanks to Mr. Echo.
Know, speaking of Star Cruisers, I hang around the spaceport.
And there's the art.
But I never
link.
Seem to find any ones that get more than about 3 feet off the ground.
He was going to phone in, but... Oh, there he is. Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this? Speak up.
Sean knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, people who don't know how to use a phone. What's going on?
You figure by this day and age.
You figure
they can use
out,
a computer.
They figured out how to connect to Rant Radio, but they can't use the phone.
Damn, I forgot I'm on modem.
I guess it's the whole cable modem thing.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It's dropped that whole telephone technology. It's gone.
There's no computer involved. How does this work?
Yeah, it's punching, manual.
They can probably render you one fuck of a phone, though.
Palm diamond?
No, your visor can, though. The new visor attachment came out this week where you can now use your PDA as a cell phone. Thanks for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty sexy.
How much is that? Do you have to pay for any, like, long-distance no charges?
No, it's all free. Everything's free.
Shut up.
It's a wonderful world of computers.
It's really expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty pricey.
Like,
but
you really want to go on the internet if you're going to pay these prices. I mean,
it's ludicrous.
I just wondered. Ludicrous. I wonder
you get like
was,
three lines at a time of 8 characters wide.
I just wondered if there was like some way you could like now fucking like hack and get like a free phone call with your PDA.
I know how to hack and get a free phone call with any Nokia phone. Oh yeah, that's real easy. As a matter of fact, I have it on me.
I'm talking to Bob before I go to San Jose on Monday.
Good idea.
Okay, let's discuss Nokia hacking. Who's all in the?
I just got a Nokia phone, 6160.
So if you want to go
yesterday,
good job.
Very very
with
cool
the
phones
IR.
With the fake IR port.
Fake IR port that doesn't exist.
No,
really
it's not.
No, it is not.
It's not.
Crack
open
your
up your phone.
And take a look.
It's
not.
A little.
Trust me, I got
plastic
good
piece.
And hard by that.
No, I think
really
it's just the same shell for the ones.
Yes,
that
that's right.
That's
and
correct.
They told me it was IR and it wasn't. And ask me how happy I was about that.
How happy were you?
I was not happy about that. Okay.
Not happy.
Speaking of PDAs stuff. And such, I just.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mr. Echo.
Oh, you
Mr.
did make Echo. It through. You've dialed the 10 digits and you made it through 11. So what's up?
Oh, this fucking phone company sucks up here anyways.
Tell us about SETI at Home and how it relates to Cult.
Yes, that's been going for a while. It's got like fucking 350 some odd units done or some shit like that.
Did you find some alien life?
I've gotten some pretty high spikes, but no email yet.
So. No email yet? No? That would be pretty good. So, has that ever been posted on the page itself?
Yeah, he's talked to me about it a couple times.
Yeah.
Hey, the SETI program?
Yeah.
Maybe. At the AIDS at Home, I posted it on that.
One topic at a time, Anki.
Sorry.
So that's very cool. I posted in the IRC.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, and so anybody in Cult can join on, or anybody that just wants to help Cult can join on.
Oh, yeah, I got 2 computers going.
Excellent. Lots of time logged, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Does it use up much bandwidth?
Bandwidth? No.
No.
It downloads... 270K file, whatever you finish on the unit.
Yeah. So it's not really much bandwidth. I guess if you have a really fast computer that can go nuts on it, then...
I guess SETI is pretty pleased with the whole advancement of personal computers. I mean, every year they get... You can do what, like twice as much stuff that you could before? And
they're jumping up and down pretty good then.
This is
take some of the sting out of their budget cuts.
This is kind of a side note really? That.
Well, then we're gonna
Echo.
Echo.
Oh,
thank you, Sean.
One more thing.
Okay.
Cult Script 3.0.
Very very cool.
Everyone should download it, right?
Yes. There's 2 links up on the call page. but don't use up all my bandwidth because IRC does quit out on me.
So we should encourage people to pass it around then.
Yes.
Do not include Trojans.
No, all right, buddy. Like,
say what the hell then.
What the hell?
Actually, yeah.
Kind of a side note of the SETI story.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they now believe that half of all the planets that they found in the last, like, 6-7 years, they were, like, going crazy finding, like, new planets every day. For a while there, it's like, it's a new planet every day.
Doesn't make news anymore.
Yeah,
huh?
No, well, the thing is, they now think that half of those are brown dwarfs. Now, these are stars that have collapsed. They're
brown dwarfs?
Brown dwarfs aren't stars that have collapsed.
No, that's true. They're not stars that collapsed.
They're planets that weren't quite big enough to be a star.
But they did actually ignite. So they're very low-key, very short-lived stars.
It's a planet. In order to become a star, you have to have enough mass.
Yeah.
And they didn't have enough mass, so they're not a star.
It was a hiccup.
Yeah, it was a hiccup. Basically, so we don't have quite as many planets as we thought we did.
Have we still got?
No, but it is a planet. It's just like a gas giant, only really, really big.
It's there. I don't know what happened.
No.
I got so bored with a story every day about the water on Mars, I don't pay attention. Like, you have to read it every day. It's in the news.
Well, it's pretty fucking cool.
Wait till it's on the front page.
You know what I've got to do? We've got to build a rocket.
Prove it for sure. Get a bucket, take it up to Mars, scoop up some water, bring it back.
Before you, that guy who was going on that, there was some sort of, what do you call them?
One subject will have a complete cognitive sentence.
No.
That guy who was...
There was a competition. There's a competition to get a civilian to get a rocket
into space.
Okay, we covered that,
early in the hell show.
John, we set a goal
for early shows.
That we do a live rant radio broadcast from Mars by 2010.
Okay, that's our goal.
Actually, fuck that. I want that space station. You know, I want to be the first guy in history to hijack a space station.
It has an IP address.
How much? What?
It's on the internet.
What do you mean it has an IP address?
Oh, it has an IP address.
The space station.
They're wired up there.
Oh, that's pretty
high, sure high latency,
but... Multi-layers.
Somebody send me one up to death!
If Microsoft can get hacked, I think the space station can.
Hey, you guys want to play... Hey, you guys want to play Tetranet up there?
You guys got ICQ installed? Excellent!
Dial-up service attack.
I do not understand.
Not much bandwidth.
However, this is all metaphorically speaking.
Hey, kids.
Yuck it up.
I know you think this is really funny, girl on left, but that's all federal time you just conjured.
No.
Hey, kids,
no,
if you think NASA. We're fun now, try us in 0G.
the point I'm trying to make is if they've got an IP address, they better hide that IP address because every junior script kitty is going to be so after.
Look at the IP allocations for all companies and, like, the U.S. government, military, everything like that.
They have way too many.
They've got millions of IP addresses.
They're the ones hogging it up.
Have IP
machines and universities all have IP addresses.
Wow.
So you can see if there's code left.
Anybody like some toast?
Do you know what we need to do?
What do we need to do?
What do we need to do,
what
John?
Do we need to do, Sean?
I think we should make up a cult project. I need somebody to conjure this up. But I think, you know, there's all these people who want to learn how to hack. Right? Yeah. All the newbies want to learn how to hack.
I want
to
be a hacksaw.
I want to be a hacker. I want to be Leaf. We need to create one decisive course.
No.
One course. A course that'll take...
Hacking course?
A regular fucking...
Luddite
fucking... A course that'll take...
Carrot!
A course that'll take Desmond and turn him into fucking Leap Man.
There are not university CPU cycles.
You have to make a university program.
Can we make it so you can major in hacking.
Congratulations and welcome. You're the first entrant to Cult U.
Cult U, KU.
That'd be fucking great. You could have like a Ronin diplomacy program. Shit, I should do this.
Ronin diplomacy program?
Actually,
please let me teach. Let me teach.
Oh, you know you would.
Decker Jeff K already has a page up. I've just posted it in the IRC.
Oh, does he?
He does, though.
Oh, and
you should check it out.
Oh, really?
It's silly.
We could call it the Fundamental University Center for the Cult.
Oh, what we need? We need like a gestation.
Think of Professor X. Professor Xavier.
Center for Cult. That's awesome.
What was that again?
University Center for Cult. Well, danger. Whoa. Do not cut. Quote set off.
Okay. She needs it.
She needs that.
Anki may be upset.
Anki may or may not be upset, but that will expose
not
the wires.
Make work
because I have a theory that there's no way that Anki could ever get such an amazing woman in such a school. So I
robot!
Think, I think he built her.
He built her! You hoongan!
Strings and hair.
And she's like, oh yeah!
You know, I
destroy,
noticed,
destroy, they're onto me, destroy, destroy.
I've noticed. I've noticed, Anki, that Cloth hasn't aged in the last 55 years, and her breast size is beginning to get progressively larger. This has been worrying me somewhat.
Uh-oh, Smokehouse is
check out
more.
The blush response. This is amazing.
Wow.
Great colors you programmed.
Yeah, cool. No, the reason why he says it's amazing, because he's got all that capillary alteration.
32-bit, right?
She senses her blood flow to her skin once every 200 times every second.
True color.
That's a lot of code.
She is going to kill you now, Sean.
Slice.
You want to know what Enki's been doing since he was working on the cult page? There you go! That's what it was! Holy cow.
How do you
have
that?
He's got three more at home.
It's like, what's your IP
this
address?
Is the spare one.
Three more would kill me!
I can beta test.
Beta test,
beta tester!
Wow, do you ever feel like you're being spoken of in the third
I'd actually like to announce now a major partnership between Ankysoft and RealDoll.com. Wow, I'm so in trouble.
You sure you want to call it Ankysoft?
Ankysoft. Anky Heart.
What was it, the Anky Dead Sumerian mythology again? Something like this.
Little animation.
Oh my god.
Anki masturbated onto the earth, and there the flowers grew. That's exactly what it says.
Oh, well, I just want to just put the brakes on. Right about.
Okay.
That's great.
We took it down to sex and fart jokes. Okay. Great for ratings.
We've reached the low.
I haven't talked to the fart jokes yet.
Good for ratings, bad for our self-esteem.
I had something about software, hardware, and firmware integration. I'm just not going to go there.
Bonk.
Can you throw in some vaporware, too, please?
Vapor.
I think we got lots of vaporware floating around.
All right, that's about enough. Okay. Do you have a Tales from the Street?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to that. I refuse to go down to that level.
I was thinking of it.
26-hour marathon. It's allowed in the 24th hour, but not during a 3-hour broadcast.
I was thinking of a Tales from the Postmaster.
Tales from the Postmaster. That's not bad.
It's not a bad one.
Okay. Here we go. Tales from the Street. Oh, my God. People are playing the Postmaster.
This squeegee is running Minix Tales from the Street.
No, quick enough.
That's just what's been
go.
That's what's been trapped. Good.
That's what's been trapped under Sean for the last hour.
Oh, oh man. Oh,
I'd like say burn that cushion, wear. But it would kill us all.
Burn it off quicker.
No, guess.
Oh, God, that tire fire. Nothing.
That smells like something I hit with a car once.
Whatever you do, don't light a match.
These fart jokes are relevant.
Again, I'd like
fart
to know.
In here.
This
I'd
is
like
no
to know,
joke.
At times like this, I'm proud of my non-functional nose.
It's still getting stuck.
It doesn't help. It does. It's bad over
yeah,
here. What are you doing? It's bad over here.
Man.
Go back to where you are.
It's not that bad. Come sit over here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tales from the Street seems to have been preempted by a gas strike. Please continue to hold.
Fortunately, for your listening to him in PBM.
Oh, there we go.
And Ronan Maddox.
No, no gas pockets found.
Disaster because we sit next to the air.
Ronan Sariot is now searching for gas pockets in the light with a lighter. There we go.
I see you took the railroad car course of how to search for gas.
It's methane. There's an 8-foot-long invisible flame over the lighter. We can't see anything.
It's getting warmer in here.
It is.
Okay.
Something smells burnt.
Okay.
I smell bread.
Donut dinner. There we go. Settling down on the fart jokes.
Oh.
Okay, Tales from the Street.
Oh.
Should we play the intro again? Okay, here's the intro.
Again.
Picking up this squeak.
the street.
Okay.
Okay, take two. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Rotomedic's time once more for Tales from the Street. Tonight's episode, Watch Where You Step. As it turns out, this story is inspired by something recent that happened to, actually, as a matter of fact, the ringleader's father, just drudged back some old memories. I was working as a safety officer, as one of my part-time duties, as per usual, at this lovely construction site, yes?
Construction site, never ending for Tales from the Street.
Absolutely. There's such a source of, you know, how do we put this, material. Yes, I think that's the best way of putting it. So there's this lovely man. No alcohol involved. He's just recently new on the job, and you know those lovely temps that just got out of jail, and they're just kind of have no real luster of life. No, not even life. They have no luster of life. They just given up because they've been to jail and they've seen the hard stuff, and they just don't really care anymore.
The Walking Dead.
Me. The Walking Dead. Exactly. That's exactly them. So this particular gentleman happens to be walking through and doesn't notice that lo and behold, down below. On this big pile of, removed 2x4s, is this big-ass rusty nail, about 2 inches.
Ooh.
So, lo and behold, he stumbles along going, num-de-num-de-num, yum-yum-doodle-dum, squish, steps right on said nail. He lets off a bit of a, and hobbles down. There's this little bit, you can actually see the blood trail from where he's stepping. Wanders up to, my little shack, the safety officer's shack. I stepped on a nail. That's great. Please stop bleeding on my floor and get your foot up. Butts it off.
I guess on safety boots with the metal, they don't have it underneath. It's only for stuff falling.
They do. They call the steel shank.
I
wear one.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Steel shanks.
This guy
are,
didn't have one.
Oh, no. This guy had a steel toes.
Yeah.
Good on him. At least, give the boy that much. At least he had the top half covered. So
just like Apocalypse
it.
Now, sit on your helmet, right?
Yeah.
Wear metal on the bottom of your feet, too.
Absolutely.
I get my safety footwear from Canadian Tire.
Steel belted radials much? Anyway. Anyhow. Oh, yes, pretty much. I clean him up, do the best I can for it, do the soak for it. So, Tom, you're going to be off for a couple of days. Take care of it, get it cleaned up, go to the hospital if you haven't had your tetanus shot. Yeah, sure. Come back the next day. There about 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm doing one of my safety rounds, and lo and behold, there's that guy. He's kind of hobbling around. I was like, I told you to go
home. No.
And he goes, okay, no, I'm booting you off. You're done for the day. Go home. Day two comes around. He's back again. Well, I need the money. No, you're kicked off the site. Gone. Day three comes around. Now he's actually like really, really hobbling around. It's like, what the fuck did I tell you? Go the fuck home. But it hurts. Well, then why are you here? Because I need the money. Come with me. So I drag him off. Pull off the boot. Lo and behold, I notice that most of the laces compared to the other boot aren't really done up.
Great.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's even wearing the same boots.
It's looking swell.
Oh, swell in.
Swell in.
Swell in, yes. It's now this big, red, puffy thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going, wow.
He's got clown boots.
He might as well have been, yes.
Yo, Ronald, you're fucking going home.
Yeah, oh, no. But yeah, before, we have the before shot of the 1 foot, the after shot, big, red, puffy, swollen thing. And I'm looking at this going, wow, that's kind of nice. So I'll take a look at the lovely little hole there. I kind of squeeze it. Eek! Squirt. Out comes all this lovely, yellowish, gooey, whitish pus. Stuff. It wasn't even pus. It was too runny for pus.
It was
baby
shit. It was too runny for pus. It's just like, wow, are you ever going to the hospital?
You have no idea how going to the hospital you are.
You have no idea how actually
you're already you are. There, and this is the messages your brain is receiving when you blink. You will be looking at neon.
Did you debate with yourself for a second or two whether or not you should not send him to the hospital and remove him from the gene pool? Did this go through your mind?
I cannot confirm or deny.
I thought so.
As Ronan Medic panically looks around the little first aid booth for a bottle of leeches.
There's got to be some here. Everything else is that old.
Like you, like it, he eats anything.
Anyway, so...
So here I am. Now I'm just looking at him. You realize I told you 3 days ago, but I needed the money. Is the money worth your foot? Pardon? You might lose your foot. You realize this. I'm now putting the fear of God into him.
Oh, that's the way to go. You're going to lose your foot. Click.
Oh,
wait.
No. But the guy doesn't clue in. This is the classic part.
Oh, my God.
I was like, well, does that mean I get compo?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes. You get a compo and a lollipop.
And a really bad head.
And a really nice prosthetic limb.
Okay.
Fucking two crosses, door on your right. Have a nice day.
By the way, the prosthetic limb came from this company down the state.
By the way, here. Just for you, because you've been such a good patient, have a hopping egg.
Have a nice day.
Look for other hopping
eggs. It plays a wonderful game. Put this watch on, press the button, and then run.
It'll chase you for days.
You will be so surprised.
And look, and if you pay an extra dollar...
He's going to lose his foot.
Yeah. And if you pay the extra dollar...
Game out of it.
Yes, and guess what? If you actually pay the extra dollar, you get the funny little fuzzy suit and the little Energizer drum to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, fuck.
So he fucks off to the hospital.
I send him off to the hospital.
Oh.
And I don't... There it is. It's actually talking. Wow. It's in time
with the... That's why it's flashing.
Interesting.
Pardon us, listeners, while we're fascinated with the flickering of the webcam.
look, blinking, blinking,
blinking lights.
That's hilarious.
It's just the display. It's not on the TV.
No, it's not.
It's probably
just shiny objects.
It's all plugged into the same port. It's a power flux.
I'd like to point out that your hub's pulling way too much power for a device that does what it does.
Anyway,
go ahead. $10.
So, long story short, this man has to stay in the hospital. He's put on antibiotic IV drip for a week. Fortunately, they do save his foot.
That's nice.
But and now the thing that got me is the kicker, right? He comes back. His job's not done yet. No, he didn't try kicking me, as a matter of fact. But the stupidity...
There's a kicker.
Well, there is a kicker, and it's from a reference to the foot.
Okay, don't interrupt, Ronan Medic. Carry on.
Down your hatches and lock your door. Run once more.
Should I play I'm going to play the intro again.
Yeah,
Just for Red 5.
Anyway.
He comes back. You made it back and you still have your foot. Yeah, you're a quack.
Whack!
Because he didn't lose it?
Because he didn't lose his foot.
You promised I'd lose my foot. I wanted compo.
Right?
All
is that what he wanted?
Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
He came out and said, I was expecting compo.
Well, here's a workplace accident. You're going to make fucking goes to the steel toe mouthwash.
size 10 with a little extra mud.
Okay, what you get to do is
you get to drink from the fire hose.
You get to go, I want you to take these 2x4s and stomp them into the tree chipper. I'll be along shortly.
Maybe I will.
Oh, my God.
I believe there's only one thing to say to this guy. Pang.
No, pang.
You don't say pang.
No, you don't say pang. Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Just a notice.
It states itself.
You need to say nothing.
Just hit him with the shovel.
Beware of
Come
the
on,
pang.
Man. This guy needed a die-in. Who are you to thwart fate when it comes right down to it?
You know, I was thinking, as far as a cult product, you could get into the military weapons business and sell combat shovels. Create pang.
Pang combat shovels.
Combat shovels.
Like a two-man shovel?
It'll be, yeah. Like
remember,
a,
ask yeah, them by
it'll
name.
It'll be like, the next military word. You have your pang.
And you could have
you shoot pang.
Come on,
you could have
on,
different
guys.
Versions. The pang recon. All blacked out blade.
And rappers out there will rap about having their pang.
That's right.
Pang.
Join the
pang,
gang.
Pang, motherfucker. Pang, pang.
Join the gang. Carry your pang.
Oh, my God. And you can have, like, the little teeny pang, which is like a bayonet, like a gardening shovel.
It fits on your teeny end.
Here comes the pang.
The little one can be called called the Ping.
Oh. And why not? We'll just have the Wu-Pang Clan.
Wu-Pang Clan. There you go.
And it'll be great.
Oh my God, we suck.
No. Actually, the only gag I made was the Wu-Pang joke. You all.
Whoa. Okay, just so you know, if you're going to deny and not pursue this line of merchandise,
go for it and be fruitful myself.
I offered it up to you. You've said no.
Trademark.
I don't want any guilty eyes looking at me, you know, trying to make me feel guilty. If I follow through with this, it's mine now.
Oh, don't worry. If you follow through, you won't see us.
Private Drexel. Private Blow. This is phenomenal.
I like it.
Really? Stop. We could go to surplus stores and get some high-quality used shit. I strongly, you know, suggest a German-era 1960s Cold War trenching tools.
I've seen them.
Indestructible for most.
We can rebuild them.
I'm sorry.
Totally sharpen up the blades. Give them a new paint job. Get a wood-burning kit or fiberglass handles, which are even better. And we can actually sell cult shovels along with the cult merchandise and have a Pang etched on the side. Tell me, people in the IRC, you wouldn't buy a Pang shovel.
Mr.
A cult
Kennedy.
Shovel.
Mr. Cage, do you I remember carry one about with me 6 months ago when I came up to you and said, Sean, I designed a solid propellant assault shovel last week. I was at work. There was nothing else to do. I had engineering software. I designed a solid propellant shovel.
Solid propellant. Implies projectile?
No. You press the button, and whatever you've got the flat side pointed towards gets hit really hard once. Hold on tight.
For a fixed length of time, that cannot be altered.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you just hold it, you go, you're fucked. Ding, bang, that's it. That comes clean off. It's not really off, it's just kind of like a smushy potato.
So
if you can get the venture capital, I'm all for building it.
So the explosion happens towards you, which propels the...
No, it's actually even better than that. You hold it above your head in a striking kind of posture. You press the button, and the shape of the shovel is shaped like a wing. The wing redirects through laminar flow the direction of the upwards solid propellant blast and goes stunk in an arcing overhead downward thrust.
I never thought I'd say this. Gross hospital stories next.
Do you have a postmaster story? Or do you want to do it? Okay.
Do we have a rant?
We're not going to play that right now. We're going to play during calls if there's a lull or something.
Okay.
Gross hospital story.
Do we have a gross hospital story?
Oh. Okay. Always a gross hospital. They're forever, aren't they? There's a never ending number of gross hospital stories.
That's what you guys used to say when I was telling them when I was back working there.
Yeah. So here's the intro.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. Okay, everybody calm down with the shovels. calm down.
Shovels coming. Calming.
Calm down. Calm.
Calm.
Down.
Calm. Calm. There we go.
Calm. Okay. Come on up and sit on my old lap here, boys and girls.
No, you're a sick man.
Yeah. That's why you hate Bill Gates.
Show me on the mouse where he touched you.
Anyhow, in case I hadn't gotten around to mention it, I spent five years.
How long?
5 years working at a hospital.
How long has the shtick been going?
5 years.
5 years.
Almost 2 years.
And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. And go along with Ronan Medic's Tales from the Street about people that are amazingly stupid, I have a quote that is unbeaten.
Ooh.
Guy is in a motorcycle accident.
Those are good.
Oh, these
He's
are greasy.
Drunk. Trying to start up his dirt bike.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was like a Yamaha 750 or something like that.
I don't know if they make them that big, but
it was fucking stupid. It was like the monster dirt bike. He starts it up. What does it do? Takes off from underneath him.
Oh, amazing.
Slams himself into the ground.
Ooh.
Meaty.
He can't move.
You think?
Oh.
So they call an ambulance.
Sensible. Hey, stop that.
They get them down to the hospital.
Hey, it's called subtext.
It's peanut gallery. So we get him down there. He's sitting around waiting, and he gets the feeling in his legs back. So he should be able to move, right? I mean, he can feel his legs now.
That's a good sign.
Time to get up and walk away. I'm fine.
So we've got him strapped. Now, to explain how they bring him in when you have a spinal injury, take a flat wooden board with a bunch of holes in it.
Which is very comfortable, really.
Yes, it will. Oh, yeah.
Is it?
No. No. Fucking monster rack level of sarcasm, okay? So he's on it with a thing called a spider strap. A spider strap is a series of overlapping straps that run up your body so that you can't move.
It's a Geiger made one.
Yeah, basically, take the thing off your face, turn it into Velcro straps, and lay it over the entire length of your body. You have an idea what you're dealing with.
That's for the people who do acid and end up in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's the bad trip.
Thanks for making my job easier.
Jacob's
like,
anyhow, yeah. Let me finish.
Jacob's ladder much? Yeah.
So we got this guy strapped down. We have a hard collar. A hard collar is a plastic collar. You've probably seen them. The idea is not so that it just kind of like stretches your neck out. The idea is it's put on so you cannot fucking move your head. The reason for this is if you have a spinal injury anywhere from the top of your fucking skull down to the base of your spine and you move it, at some point in your body, you could sever the nerve endings that allow you to do little things like move, or at higher levels, breathe or live, like have a heartbeat. Yeah. So if you fuck these things up, you're going to pay. But try explaining this to fucking dipshit here.
No, I can feel my legs now. I don't need to be strapped down. This is, like, really uncomfortable. Can I move, please?
Maybe he was a flesh tripper.
So, an hour of me trying to keep this guy from moving so that he'll have the ability to walk. God knows why I'm doing it, other than supposedly it's my fucking job.
So what's next with Yamaha Yen?
So, we take him down to X-ray. You remember this. He knows where this is going. And he has to get up to go take a piss. We bring him, a little hospital bottle so that he can piss while lying down. He's like, I'm not going to fucking piss lying down, blah, blah, blah. Because, unfortunately, you don't have a lot of control. Somebody's pretty much going to have to hold it for you while you go in a fucking jar. This is not very dignified, but the quote I use, the one that I've never heard a better one, is, do you want the last steps you take in your life be going to take a fucking piss? He doesn't listen to us. We turn our back for a second. He gets part of the strap off. He starts trying to get up. He screams. Guess what? He had a broken back. Guess what? The last steps he took were trying to go take a fucking piss.
Great. Oh, now that poor motherfucker's got one of the good parking spots. God damn, that pisses me off.
Who's stepping on something?
I think that was...
Who's leaning on something?
I think that was Jan.
Who's pulling on
sorry,
something.
That was Ronan Medic. I think you were untwisting the bottom of that at all?
Okay. Well, that stopped.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Removed himself from the gene pool. I don't see a problem with this.
No, I don't. But boys and girls...
And he did it himself, so it's okay.
If you're ever in... Well, no, because we turned our back for a second.
Okay.
We had to
it's
answer...
It's not your fault, is it?
That they tried to basically play it off that it was our fault.
Uh-huh.
We had so many people, both the hospital staff and fucking people that were just there, who, like, had to sign things that we had to get back and ask them, did you see this guy? Were they fighting to keep him strapped down? Yes.
I think that when it comes to court, there should just be reason where you say, yeah, we are not required to put four people on this one guy to keep him from harming himself. Because he's so stupid that he can't comprehend he's going to hurt himself.
Well, it's not always
whereas other people are, needing help through no fault of their own. And they're not getting it because we have four fucking guys tied up here.
Apparently, the reason that he lost his lawsuit against the hospital was because, and this is the part I love, because of my quote of, do you want the last steps you take be going to take a fucking piss?
Yeah.
Apparently, the judge thought that was clear enough that the hospital's responsibility to this guy ended.
God bless the drunk judges, eh? You know those fucking rip judges who sit there and they're like, you know, and you got this legal lawyer who's all in there and he's all like fucking, and you must understand that because my client was unaware, they're wearing a ski mask and raping a six-year-old, he's intentionally the victim here, and you got this hammered motherfucker sitting by the bench, and he's not buying a word of it. He's got 5 o'clock shadow and Garfield eyes going on, and he's like, prosecution, yeah, right.
Sit the fuck down.
Is that your closing argument? Yes, he's in fact the victim. Prosecution defending argument, you got to be shitting me. Yeah.
Hello, this is Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hi, you have a non-collect call from Skip at home. Will you accept?
Skip! Beep! I pressed one.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Skip!
It's free, Skip!
How's the free life treating ya?
Oh, it's fucking great.
Are you going back in?
No, I'm staying home. I've gotten probation.
Have they gone out of the bedroom yet?
Oh, man, I am just so happy to be out.
So what's been going on, Skip? What happened? I mean, we had you posted that you were free about 45 minutes after you were released from jail. What's been happening since then?
Okay, essentially, I got released about when right before everybody got told I got released. Actually, a little later than I expected. It was about 2:30 when I got released. But I got released. I came home later on that night, and I've been home ever since, and I'm looking for a job right now. I may have a job with Verizon. Shudder.
The people who got all their domain names and everything associated with their domain name, Verizon sucks. Verizon really sucks. Verizon really, really, really sucks. They registered hundreds of domain names.
Ah, Verizon!
But you can still get them. But like, how about Horizon? They suck. .com. You can still make them up. They spent like hundreds of thousands of dollars registering these things. Stupid.
Anyway,
go ahead.
So, anywho, I might have a job as a 411 guy.
Oh my God!
which is even better.
We can get you out.
this is what we call a rebirth.
Free Skip from Verizon.
Oh, jeez, here we go.
You know, it's moments like this that make you almost miss prison.
So what happened there?
Well, I got I filled out their online application form, and they have an appointment set for me for Tuesday. I have to go down to the local Verizon office.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. So you're looking like you might be getting a job. That's cool.
Yeah, it actually the prospects look pretty decent. I'm computerless at the moment, but I have one right now. I borrowed my mother's computer, brought it to my own house so I can use it for a week.
So you're online.
So I'm online.
Excellent.
Are you listening to the show tonight?
What's going on?
Are you listening to the show tonight?
Yes, I have been.
Excellent.
Been listening. Been in the IRC. Got jumped when I came into the RC about 8:30.
Yeah. I bet.
It's a great feeling, isn't it?
It's fucking stupendous, man. I mean, I go in, it's like, holy shit, Skip's free. It's like, I'm free, but holy shit.
Yeah, no doubt. Anything you wanted to bring up other than, I guess, life is looking on the up and up?
Yeah, basically, thanks to everybody who supported me while I was inside the walls. I mean, you guys did a shitload of stuff. People from the jails were asking me questions about how do you have all these friends in Canada, and basically I just told them, I said, hey, I've got friends in Canada.
Yeah, you didn't want to reveal too much, I guess.
Oh no, because then I'd start having my mail censored, et cetera, et cetera. I'd have to call the ACLU. It'd just be a bad deal.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right on.
So I got through it okay. It was only 2 months, but it was two long, hellish, psychopathic, crazy months.
No shit.
And I just want to thank everybody for supporting me while I'm in, and now it's my turn.
And you need to make sure you give a big, big bunch of flowers every day for the rest of your fucking life to Babsy May.
Oh, I plan on it. I call her daily and thank her.
Because she is the one who a lot of people have got to remember, and I'd like just like to point out right now that Babsy May was the fucking champion of Skip. And she's a total unsung hero here. And I just want to say that Babsy May did more for Skip than anybody else did. So
yes,
you've got a really good friend there, man.
And being three blocks away, it's really nice because I can just walk over to her house, knock on her door, and say, thank you, and run away.
Very cool, very cool.
That's a joke.
I do that every hour. On the hour.
Every hour on the hour. Okay, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
All right, very good to hear. Thanks out.
Okay.
A free skip.
Now, that's it.
A free skip.
Now that you've given your thank you for the free skip, you're just on the same, it's not time to call in yet list as everybody else.
That's right. You've done your thing.
You've done
your thing.
You're
back in the pool.
You're back in the fucking pool.
we should like do a little, born free or something.
Born free. Anyways.
Free as a window.
Hey, why don't we open the phone lines?
Yes, we're going to open the phone lines right now.
1-877 before we open the phone lines? Or?
Yeah, we'll play the rant, and then
the number,
play the number,
and then the phone lines,
and then
yeah,
all that, couple songs,
and
do
it'll
the
be
thing.
5 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, you know, we don't want people to phone in; they're just annoying, right?
Pang, pang, pang,
pang, pang. See this? You're already phoning in. See, isn't that crazy? So here's a rant from Sean Kennedy. It's called "Runaway Survival" on Rant Radio.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult.
Watch it.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Did you ever really care?
So you're pissed. You're living at home and everything's shit. And you're just thinking to yourself, man, fuck this, man. I'm 16 years old. I can get the fuck out of here. I'm 15 years old. I'm 14. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't need this shit. I got lots of friends, man. I just have more fun in the city than ever. My parents are jacking me off. All they fucking do is argue, do drugs. My mom does more fucking drugs than I do. My dad's drunk all the time. He's smacking my ass around. I don't know what the fuck this, man. I'm going to leave this scene, man. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run the fuck away. I'm just going to live my life my way by my fucking rules. Okay, wait. Stop. Think about what you're doing. All right, think about what you're doing. If you live in a big city and you're gonna have to run away, do you have any idea how many kids wind up fucking dead in dumpsters? All right, you know how many kids wind up getting exploited, sexploited, and fucking all the rest of it, and wind up getting turned into junkies and fucking child prostitutes? It's some scary shit, man. You are the prey in the predator prey scenario if you fuck off and you're underage. If you fuck off and you're underage and you're not prepared for it, you are going to die. Okay, you are going to fucking perish if you just fuck off. You don't have a plan. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know where you're going. You're just floating around. You're going to get picked off by some sniper, all right? And there's lots of them out there. There's religious groups. There's fucking all kinds of cult groups. There's fucking sexual predators. They're everywhere, man. Everywhere. Chicks, guys, doesn't matter. You're just as much at risk. You're going to get raped and fucking killed, all right? People, okay, are out there in the world who want to fuck you up if you just take off. Thousands of people go missing every year. Think about it, okay? They just vanish. They're fucking smart people. Well, that's not me, man. That couldn't happen to me. It can't happen to you. You're going to fuck off. You're going to run away from home, okay? You better make sure you got a head full of knowledge, right? You better make sure you don't do some reading, okay? You better make sure that you've got the physical stamina. You're not sick. You don't need medication. What if you get hurt? What if you get jacked over? What then? You're fucked. You're fucked, okay? You can't be doing that, all right? If you're going to go out there in the world, you got to make sure you get a little bit of knowledge going on. Get your hands on some books, okay? Do some reading. The SAS Survival Guide. Find out a little bit about urban operations. Find out about, you know, make sure you got a good AWOL bag. Good book you want to read, right? Okay, you got the Survival Guide for under 18. ISBN number 0-96733-13-7, okay? Wrote by Mark Best. He sent me a copy of the fucking thing. It's a good book. Teaches you how to stay alive. Maybe you won't wind up in a fucking dumpster somewhere. But if you're going to run away from home, okay? If you're going to run away from home, you better have a fucking plan. You better have a plan or you're going to die. This is no shit, okay? Don't take this shit lightly. You take to the streets, you are on your own. And it is a cold, hard, concrete jungle, man. And it is not like what you think it is. It is not like what you think it is. You will wind up with a mouthful of bloody chiclets and fucking an arm full of drugs, and you will not know what the fuck happened. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll-free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome.
All right.
Okay. Let me get this clear, Sean. What is exactly that's going to happen if you leave home without a plan?
You will fucking die!
We counted.
Okay, I'm still not clear on this.
It's totally true, though. These kids, you know, they take off. The guy who wrote that book sent us a copy of it.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's an awesome book.
Where's the book? I'm going to read something
room.
From the book. I'm going to read something. Hang on.
Okay. I'm going to take a call.
Just for a quick second while he's out getting the book.
Yeah.
Me and Ronan Sariette decided, because he turned to us right before the thing started and said, I swear way too friggin' much in this. And we sat there and counted during that rant, and we came up with 42 swears.
Wow. How many?
42!
That's quite a few. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Decker Love.
Decker Love?
Yes.
How's it going tonight?
Pretty good. How are you all?
Oh, we're doing pretty good here. So, what's up? What's on your mind?
I'm going to just want to call and say hi to everyone. I haven't really had a chance to meet everyone yet, so I will call in and see what's up. Say hi to Sean and you and everyone else.
Very cool, Decker Love.
So where are you phoning in from?
I'm phoning in from Ashland, Kentucky.
Ashland, Kentucky.
Excellent.
Excellent. So, that's it?
That's all I wanted.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Please have a plan before dialing in. This is just an example of what can happen to you.
Hey, he got his 15 seconds of fame. He said he just wanted to say, hey, hello.
Say hello to everybody.
Just saying hello. It's his first time here, and he's calling in. So
quit being jaded, Sim. Appreciate all the people.
Exactly. No shit.
Remember.
We can't all be Smokehouse, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
by the way, I'm sorry, Smokehouse, I almost missed it this week.
Fuck.
I think Sean covered for you, actually.
Yeah, he did.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Bert.
Bert.
Kurt Bert.
Kurt Bert.
How are you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Tell us a joke. Okay, don't tell
us. A couple of things I want to ask. First off, was about that your program getting wiped.
Yes.
Somebody came into your house and saw something that was stolen.
Yes.
Did not just grab it and leave.
They didn't just grab it and leave. They smashed my television as well.
No, but what he's saying is they couldn't just grab it.
No, but if this happened in real life, they came in, took the stolen item, and on the way out, they smashed my TV.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
I'm saying, I mean, it should be totally illegal.
It is.
I see the company getting away with something like that.
I don't know if it is illegal or not. I'm not a lawyer.
Remember, boys and girls, we're just consumers. We have no rights.
Yeah.
In case you weren't paying attention, you don't fucking matter. Remember, when the universe tells you to fucking die, remember, that's as friendly as it fucking gets.
Yeah. We need to make a consumer's rights bill, because that's all we are now.
Yes,
huh?
That's all we fucking are to the corporations.
Corporations, legal system.
We the sheeple.
We the sheeple.
Bah!
Which to take
the
back our rights.
For the sheeple.
Okay, what else did you want to talk about?
The other thing was about cult. I was listening to Brainwashing the other day, 12. Brainwashing 12.
Yeah.
And Sean was talking about money. And one of the things I wanted to ask was if you, like, considered doing something like a nonprofit organization.
The problem with nonprofit organizations is the fact that government can, at any time, seize control of your organization. I've got people who are in financial planning and stuff like that, some cult members and friends of cults who are looking into it for me.
Okay, I was just questioning whether you guys had actually done anything along those lines.
I've got people who know a hell of a lot more about it than me looking into it.
Cool. That's all I really wanted to know.
Okay. Absolutely.
Say what the hell.
Nice hearing from you, Kurt Bert.
What the hell?
All right. Okay.
Paid for by Friends of Cult.
Okay, a quick excerpt from the book here. The book that I was talking about in that rant, the Survival Guide. The guy sent it to us. Very cool fucking book. This is an excerpt. It's just a little paragraph from chapter 2, Prepare Before You Go. It says, here it goes, shit happens. Occasionally, yes, but it doesn't randomly drop out of the sky that often. People make it happen. If you're not thinking of planning, they make themselves and those around them targets for it. When you live on your own, the shit lands on you is much stickier. Going out to the world means that you're on your own means that you're stepping into a fecal matter free throw zone and everyone's playing for keeps. So you had best bring the so you had best bring the anti-shit Teflon with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this book is fucking great. The chapters in it are like introduction, talks about why you should leave, if you have to leave, whether or not you got to leave, fucking do you got to leave right now, preparing before you go, places settles, people live, keeping safe from crime, staying out, keeping your privacy, shit like this, all for kids on the street under the age of 18, how to survive if shit goes really, really bad. Okay, the guy's got a website if you want to check it out. The website sucks ass. Okay, the website is fucking uber shit.
Oh yeah, but it'll give you enough information to find the book.
But it's full of data. It's just text and shit. It's called www.surthrival, which is SURTHRIVAL.com. Shit website. The website looks like hell. Okay, but the ISBN number is there, and you can get a hold of the book. It's a good read, man. And you know, I mean, he sent it up to us. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, fuck, it's pretty handy to have kicking around.
Who's it by? What publisher? I should say.
It was published by fucking Numantino Press.
There's one thing that probably doesn't say in there is that you can't get rant radio on the street. You have to be in front of a computer at this point.
Well, he's got an article about this guy who was wired and went homeless and shit like that. It's a great book, and it does give you a lot of hands-on, need-to-know knowledge, which is it's kind of common sense, but the more you know about common sense, the more you realize it's not.
This is aimed at people under 18. A lot
I
of
think
them
what Red 5
don't
is
think
saying
things through.
Is that while you're begging for change on the street, remember to budget money for the web cafe.
Yes, there's a point there. But, I mean, if you're sitting in front of a computer right now, things couldn't be that bad.
They could be bad.
They could be bad.
Your
they
can
be
dad bad. Can come in and rape you every night.
Yeah, and just buy
and
price
you could
to
still be on
better.
A computer.
Yeah, okay, sure. You got a point there.
Yeah.
And that shit happens, man.
Yeah, most kids that leave home, though, don't have it that bad.
I don't know, man.
They're not being raped by their father.
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Every person.
When I was in high school, the kids that wanted to be street kids, they didn't have any reason
I'm
to be
sure
street kids.
A good
they
mix.
Thought street kids were cool.
Okay, that's cool too.
Yeah.
But I would never ever make a fucking call.
But would you hear about the people? Would people come up to you and say, "Oh, my dad beats me every night"? No, you wouldn't know about those people.
No. But what I'm saying is, I know that these people, they didn't have problems with their parents. They thought that street kids were cool.
No, I'm sure there's a
faction
of that.
I had a very,
absolutely.
Very good friend. He ran away from home all the time. And was his home life great? No. But he wasn't being beaten, right? But he ran away from home all the time.
I'm going to plug something.
You need your mic on. Mic on.
Go ahead. Make sure your mic's on. What's up?
I'm going to plug something right here. Now, Rodon Sariette is very hardcore about cult. But he's very quiet about it. There are people I know, people I consider very, very good friends of mine involved in cult, that are going through very hellish lifestyles right now. And believe me, if I had enough money, I would take them out of that environment in a heartbeat.
Right.
There are people there that I would consider going to jail for if it meant that they were safe.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it is so very important to provide the support network for these people.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And if you, as you all should have read the Virus Manifesto for the active members, there's made mention of numerous times of safe housing and caching.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which is called tombs in the cult lexicon.
Exactly. This is a lot more serious and a lot more critical to a lot of people than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
You know, there are people out there that if these resources were made available to them, I'm pretty sure would take it up.
They would go to these safe houses.
Well, that's the whole purpose, man. I mean, I'm not debating whether or not we should fight the war against, you know, the core political. Mm-hmm. That war is over. We lost.
Yep.
Okay? All we're doing now is it's welcome to the world of subversive. French resistance right here. Rats in the walls.
The marquee.
All the way. You bet. You bet, man. It's guerrilla tactics. If the only way we're ever going to survive as a counterculture fighting for rights for people who hate us, that's the only way you're going to have to do it. I think. That's just me, though.
As Mao said, when fighting a foe that's stronger than you, become mist. Never be there for them to touch.
Yeah.
Basically, just keep mm-hmm. moving constantly.
That's a good Mao Zedong.
Yeah, Mao.
Yeah, but thank you. You got a website.
I do. I would like to point out that in the States, according to legislation that has been enacted, or that is being enacted now and was passed on July 30th, what happened to Sumerian with Cooletta Pro is, in fact, legal. The bill is called Uniform Computer Information Transactions. In the United States? UCIDA. UCIDA allows, among other things, the UCIDA rule allows, among other things, to outlaw reverse engineering and allows for remote shutdown, called repossession of software,
if you violate the license, as in if you have pirate software.
Right.
This is pretty brutal. It also revokes the outline to reverse engineering. It's pretty brutal. You're not allowed to look at what their program does. And it also allows them to place disclaimers. If there's a known bug in their software, you have no recourse. You buy the software, and it totally fucks up all your stuff. Okay. They can say, we're not responsible for anything. They always used to do that in the license agreements now, but now, legally, they have no responsibility to make sure their software is even remotely safe. They could Trojan it, it could nuke your system, and life's rough. That's too bad.
Okay, one thing, though, is did it say anything in there about deleting anything on the person's drive?
They're absolved from any damages that occur to your computer by this law. Anything that happens to your computer,
the whole hard drive shatters.
But anything that happens to your computer in terms of installing and using the program.
Anything that the software does to your computer.
Yes, but what I'm talking about is them. You said they have the right to repossess the program. They don't have the right, while repossessing the program, to destroy your personal
stuff.
Yes,
however, the law states that computer software, period, can do whatever the hell happens, and they're not responsible because you clicked on the click-through license, which you have to do when you install software.
I'm talking about when they repossess the program.
They're going to repossess a lot of other things, too.
They can uninstall it from your computer.
Yep.
That's one thing. But when you uninstall something, it's different than just deleting the directory.
Drex, I agree. They did not specifically say that in that legality.
But it's included in the wording.
But the word afterwards, the statement was that basically anything it does, they're not responsible.
Yes, anything the program does, they're talking about running.
Removing your software. Any damages to your files, any damages to your computer, physical or software, are not their responsibility. And the law states it's not their responsibility. If their software causes your entire house to light on fire and burn down because of something it does with software, that's not their problem.
If you write a virus and sell it to people,
and if people click on the agreement and says, if you install this and you don't know what this does, if you click yes, then you're totally responsible.
What I'm saying is you can write a virus, call it a video game, people install it, and now it wipes their drive, and that's too bad for them? I don't think so. I think you'd go ahead and fucking try that. And let's see how quickly you get put in jail.
But that's trying to subvert the law. When it comes down to it, Cool Edit Pro does do something useful. It's just that it also happens to fuck you up royally if you haven't got the license agreement, if you violate the license agreement.
Sorry, that they purposefully deleted the directory. They purposefully deleted everything in that directory.
Gibson, Cyberpunk, Black Ice, Welcome to the War.
Okay, that's a process you're talking about here.
I see your argument. Okay. I see exactly
they
what
have,
you're saying. But
they could have gone about it very easily in a different manner. They could have uninstalled it.
They're evil. They're bad people.
No. They go, you're in violation. We delete the directory that contains Cool Edit Pro. And if it contains anything else, that's too bad.
It's a corporate...
What I'm saying is, by what you just told me, that is not...
By the letter of the law, if you wrote a virus and it was to do that, you probably, in theory, be covered by the law.
But in practice, the judge wouldn't let it through, I don't think.
There's other laws.
I guarantee that what you're reading right there doesn't cover the entire law. The law is probably this thick in a book, and you're just getting the gist of it right there.
Well, the point is, if it... One, bans reverse engineering, which means disassembly of the software. And two, absolves the company from liability, the company who creates the software. And three, allows for repossession or deletion remotely of the software by the company. Between those three things, I don't think there's a judge in the States that would chase the software company down.
No,
I disagree. The spirit and the letter of the law both agree.
You're not a judge, so neither are you. Neither am I.
So thanks for coming out.
I'm not a judge.
You're judging this entire law on a summary here, right? It's not the actual law in front of you, is it? You're not seeing the word of the law.
Is it the summary, or what? I can bring up the law for you. You're reading
portions of the law, though. You're not reading word for word the entire
law. Tell you what, Enki, why don't you just read the whole thing and then verbatim? You can just quote it back to him, and I'm pretty sure it'll come back to the
summary. Or better yet, what we'll do is we'll just print it out and we can go from there. The reason why I think...
What if the program was named Darcy?
And I had a directory on my computer named Darcy, and they deleted the directory called Darcy.
Yeah.
Okay? I've just been royally fucked because your program name is Darcy?
Exactly.
You
wrote software. How could one individual possibly figure out all the potential intellectual property conflicts that could happen writing a piece of software? Do you imagine an individual writing software? What a ridiculous idea.
Okay. Right? I don't know what you just said.
Okay, just say it again.
It was loaded with a month.
To summarize very quickly, your consumer, you don't matter.
They sort of have to do it this way. I think Cool-Edit Pro is abusing this law, but they have to do it this way because right now, when you install Norton Antivirus and have Microsoft Outlook Express, every time it updates, it wipes out all your information in Outlook Express. Two different companies. And if they didn't have this law, Norton Antivirus would be responsible for that. It would bring down the computer industry down to the level of televisions and cars. We would have no progress at all.
It's called
zero progress.
Fuck them.
We'd be running 386s, the same thing they send into space right now, because that's the only thing. Well, they've upgraded to 486s, the only thing that's stable, that they know for sure that will do exactly what they want to do. So, it's a double-edged sword.
No, there's a difference. Okay, listen. There's a difference between building a product and it falling short of your mark and building a product that purposefully has these faults.
If you bought a car and it said, we are not responsible if you crash and die or this wheels come off, would you ever buy that car? No.
Okay, but my point
you've
is...
You've seen that joke about cars, right?
It's just
ridiculous.
If you have a car and it's built to blow up after 3 months, that's different than if they build a car and it accidentally blows up after 3 months.
No, if the car was sponsored by McDonald's and you put a Wendy's cup in the cup holder and your car blew up because it was a Wendy's cup instead of McDonald's, that's the same thing. Like, you're misusing it.
I am in total agreement with you, Darcy, in that this is a completely evil, fucking stupid thing.
But this is
however,
the way they're doing it.
I am also having seen the trend that's formed with the core political.
You know where it's going.
I know where this is going. I know why they made the law. They made the law to protect corporations and software companies, and they don't give a fuck about us because we're just consumer sheeple. It's unfortunate, but this is the world.
That sounds familiar to me.
Now, unlike you, I do not want to kill everyone on the planet. However, I do say, welcome to the war. Who's calling?
Hi, on Rant Radio, who's this?
It's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto.
Thanks for staying on the line. How you doing?
It took me, like, a really long time to get through, and then, like, it rang forever, and then it said your party's not connecting, and then I had to go through the whole process again.
Oh, my God.
You are a devoted listener.
Life is hell. What did you want to say?
I got a lot to say, actually, and it's Sean's fault, because he told me to start using a pen.
Oh, no. So you've written down everything you've thought of from last week till this week.
Right on. Lay it on us, baby.
Beginning of the show. But okay, Microsoft, about how you're talking about, like, it doesn't suck and it doesn't, like, stuff. I don't mind them, but the only thing I would consider paying for is Visual Studio, and that's just because my mom is getting it for $25 from her college because Bill Gates gave him a bunch of money.
Okay.
Can I just say one thing before you continue?
Yeah.
And when you're trying to talk to people and make them listen to what you're saying, avoid using the word stuff.
Carry on.
Okay. And then I was wondering about citizenship, because, like, it looks like Bush is going to win.
No,
like,
bad words.
So
coming into Canada is very easy, my friend.
Poison Cheeto is a good reason to make sure everybody you know votes for Gore.
Hey, Poison Cheeto, is Ronan Sirian here.
Remember, a vote for Nader is a vote for Bush. I love that.
That's only because everyone's saying that.
One moment.
Okay, Cheeto, do you have a criminal record?
No.
Okay, are you into drugs? Do you have any appreciable skills whatsoever?
I play music.
Welcome to Canada! Welcome in, buddy!
Yeah, absolutely.
I will contribute to the Canadian music industry.
No. Do not say you're going to have a job. Say you'll do menial fucking labor, because if they think you're going to take any job away from a Canadian, like if you have any appreciable skills, they won't let you in.
Say I'm going
to
play in bars.
I don't know about that.
All right, anyway, what else did you want to say?
Okay, and then about Cool Edit, you're talking about deleted files and stuff. I had a pirated copy of Windows 2000, and, like, I went online, like, twice, and then next time I booted up, it deleted my whole partition, and I know it did because I went into Linux and mounted it, and nothing was there.
Well, Well, that would be... It was a beta version? A full version?
It was professional.
But that could be a bug.
That could be a feature.
It could be a feature. This was malicious, and it told me it did it. Okay, on Cool Edit.
So what you're saying is not only did it do it to you, it rubbed your nose in it.
After it did it. If it said it before, I would have went, no, I don't want to upgrade.
My
you're going to delete my file. Sean's insides are rotten,
Sean
and we're
is,
all paying for it.
Sean has died. Sean is actually dead. He's an animated corpse.
It's true.
Smells like
it's true. It's only my devotion to cult which keeps me alive.
Oh, my God.
Poor prophet.
It's made
quote.
It over here now.
My eyes.
My eyes.
That'll be the last time you sit where I usually sit, isn't it, quote, huh?
Yeah.
That's the last time
okay,
you'll
is that it?
Okay. All right. Any case, anything else you want to say?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
One of your rants reminded me of one I emailed Sean about, but I never recorded yet because I'm lazy and busy and stuff.
Okay, yeah, I use that excuse too. What's up?
What's that?
What was the rant?
It was about, like, egotistical computer users that don't want to offer their help without being assholes.
Yeah, okay, I hear that.
And then, I just want to say that 26-hour marathon, you say you'll never do it again, but if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't, like, be involved right now because...
Oh, God, please don't say shit like that.
Because we'll do it.
Yeah, baby, we'll do it again one day. Ronan Syriot wasn't there for that one. He'll do it.
No,
he'll leave
on.
The fucking George.
We'll do it in shifts,
if
anything.
If we were to do it, it wouldn't be 26. It'd be like a 24-hour I could do.
It'd be like 52 hours. We can never go back. We must advance. We must go forward.
I'll actually stay there. I just will not say basically 10 trillion times.
I don't believe
How often have I been saying 48-hour marathon, now. Six people in shifts. 48 hours, six people in shifts. Okay, we'll think about this.
No.
Okay.
All right,
great.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right.
Okay, I'd like to say something.
Okay.
Dak, it's true. You do say basically a lot less. And
yes,
I would say,
a lot
and
less.
I would say that considering you've been saying it since, what, 12? That we have had a dramatic effect on you in mere less than 2 years. In fact, if we really want to get to the nub of it, it's been less than a year. Because how long ago was it that we
did
initialize the method of destroying your habit of saying basically?
Yes.
I mean, we should make this a system. Stop smoking.
Stop
the rant radio way.
Yes.
It wasn't so much the scream. The scream brought it to my attention. However, it was the death threat from Sean that actually changed my opinion.
Yes, it's true.
I can't actually repeat that because it was such a desperate plea. It was the sweat running down my face that convinced him when I said, if you say basically one more time, I'm going to kill you.
Don't sweat the little things, Sean.
It actually kind of reminded me of the insane colonel from Dr. Strangelove talking about precious bodily fluid.
Who's calling?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hello, this is Cenobite Lucky Charm.
Cenobite Lucky Charm.
Hi.
Stop the Irish accent. I'm offended.
It's better than yours.
Keep going.
I bet it's Spidey.
It sounds like Spidey.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
So are you tragically malicious?
Oh. Oh. Lick your pot of gold and make a scream like a banshee.
Oh. Okay, so what's going on, man?
All right. Anyway, me, Prophet Spidey. All within his house here.
His house. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if any cult members in the Toronto area could give me a little ICQ, because I'll be there in about a week. I'll be there for about 10 days, and I was hoping to get a little cult hookup happening.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty doable.
Yeah,
once we get the Night of Sight happening, we're going to be getting travel plans up there.
Oh, yeah?
And that'll be something that a lot of people have been kind of flacking. Well, what about the registered members and shit like that? And why are only registered members going to be able to see that? Well, I'm sorry, kids. We need to start getting some funds behind the cult.
It takes a lot of programming,
a lot of
time.
And it's like, motherfucker, that's how it is. So, but yeah, absolutely. Something like that, we can put it out, say, hey, Spidey's coming. Anybody wants to get a hold of Spidey, what's your ICQ number?
3640-3561.
I just put it in the IRC after.
Alrighty then.
Is that it?
Okay, yeah.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Soul Trance asked, how many cases of Dr. Pepper were sacrificed in the 26-hour marathon? Well, we made a wall of Dr. Pepper, actually.
We actually drank, I remember this, it was over 118 cans.
It was a huge project. It was pop art.
Pop art. It was Dr. Pepper.
It was decided by everyone in the group that we must each drink our own body weight in Dr. Pepper.
Yes. Yes.
I had all my body fluids replaced with Dr. Pepper that weekend. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Syrup is alive.
It started the basically trend, actually.
Alrighty.
Before we get on, okay, let's
too late, Doc. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Hoongan Optic.
Hoongan Optic.
Hey, Optic, how you doing?
Oh, another week in hell. But what else is new?
Okay, man.
I have something special for you all.
What's that?
I have a Shovel 1 update.
What's that?
Cool.
So, here it goes. Okay. Body's good. Got pictures today. Scanner broke on Saturday before I could finish scanning them. But the body's very good. Engine runs like a top. And looks to be around February that I will have it in my hands and on the way.
Excellent. Very cool.
That's very cool. While I got you on the line here, Optic.
Okay.
I was just wondering, you freak a lot of people out in the IRC. Do you want to give a little speech on Rant Radio to let them know that you're not actually a nut bar? Because a lot of people think that you might be. So you want to just give a quick little, I'm not a nut bar to people out there?
Well, truthfully, I'm not a nut bar.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's just what a nut bar would say.
That's all we wanted to hear, man.
Yeah, just go ask Dio. He's met me in person.
Okay, man, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Okay, before we get on to another thing, I think,
hey PDM. I like nut bars.
I think
not when they're screaming that they're going to start killing everyone in the IRC and it scares the shit out of people who live in the same state.
It's just not good. Well, you don't say that thing while you're in cult.
Okay, PDM.
Said something like that.
PVM, I think, had something he wanted to say about the upcoming election. I know you've heard...
Politics!
I know you've heard too much about it.
Politics bores me to death.
You have 6 minutes to...
Especially when it's like personal items of that these politicians have done.
Oh, God!
I think stances on things, fine, but I mean... Well, I drove drunk and it's like, who cares?
Two days from now, our American listeners will have a chance to vote for their next leader.
And who does Rant Radio endorse?
They're both clowns, but for my money, the least offensive clown is Al Gore.
This is out of the two,
out of the many multitude
that people can vote for.
The other ones will not have a chance. Actually have a chance
to
win.
So, why can't you vote for them?
Decided to disqualify Nader apparently somehow.
I don't see the point in saying, well, one of them's going to win, so you might as well put your vote in one of them.
It's like this.
I can't stand that attitude.
When we get the vote here...
Vote for Nader. Vote for somebody else. And if everyone does that, maybe it won't be a two-party system.
Yeah, okay. But here's the problem, Sim. This is what happened in B.C. We had the Liberals and the Reform Party.
Yep.
And the NDP, which everybody hated, won... Because the vote on the good guys, quote-unquote, side, the Liberals and the Reform, which, whatever you like, there's better than the NDP, was split. And so NDP, although everyone hated them, they had enough votes to win. And they won.
But who voted for them?
People that didn't hate them.
A minority voted for them.
Yeah.
A minority. They didn't get a majority vote. It's just that the majority vote was split. Other
they split.
It was split. You only get one vote. You can either vote for a party that may or may not win, depending on your vote, that is better than the party that's going to win if you don't.
If everyone voted on the people they wanted, wouldn't the people that the majority of people wanted get into politics?
Only if a majority of the people want one side.
Uh-huh.
Because we have three parties, that means that you have less than 50% needed to win. Less than 50% is a minority.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need 50% of the vote to win when there's three parties. All you need is more than either of the other two.
And
Reform and Liberals, they're very similar. It's just that they were two different parties, and the vote is split on them.
The problem is that the
voting system... And so we got fucked by the NDP.
The voting system we're using right now was designed in what? Like the Dark Ages by an idiot who never took any statistics courses. If this had been designed now, you'd vote for, like, the three people you really want and the three people you hate the most. Three people you hate the most get votes against them or subtracted from their vote. And the three you like the most get votes added to them. This system guarantees that the people that everybody hates don't see office because all their votes come down to zero. Everybody's happier this way. They've done studies. It works.
This is all very nice, but it doesn't help us 2 days from now.
No, right, this
now,
is not.
Now, PBM...
I'm saying if voting could change anything, it would be illegal.
PBM's got the floor. Go.
To our listeners, I say, make up your own mind. Vote your conscience. Do whatever you feel like. But if you're not informed, if you're not interested, then stay at home. Don't vote because you're just pissing into the wind anyway. But you all have internet access.
Definitely.
You can all check things
out.
Research. You can find out what people have done, what they haven't done.
I was thinking about this the other day. They should make a checklist of very important things and say, I'm for this, I'm against this, a whole list of them. There must be a website that does that.
There are several websites.
This guy's pro-abortion.
It tells you who to vote for.
And what you do is you put in what you you believe, and it does the matching for you. It's like, are you pro-choice or pro... the other way.
Okay, let him go.
And it goes, okay, you have a 60% match with this guy.
Yeah,
go on a date.
There are several that do exactly that. There are also databases of all the public statements, all the things in their records that they've done. I mean, it's all out there. Go out and find it.
Yeah.
And when 2 days from now, vote. Or don't.
When in doubt, write in Mickey Mouse.
Alrighty, so that's it for this week.
John really, really wants to get out of here.
Yeah, well, we usually go...
Oh, my God, it's 9 o'clock.
It's 9 o'clock.
We've got to go.
Time to go.
One day, I'm going to say goodbye to all of you, and I'm going to keep the show going, because it's good.
What?
It just drives me insane.
Why?
Just because it's 9 o'clock that you all have to leave. I've got to go. It's 9 o'clock, even though for a year and a half...
But you live here.
I know, but for a year and a half, we went it to 11 o'clock.
Actually,
and if the show is going so well at 9, why would you have to leave just because it's 9?
Because we've been smelling Sean's anus for the last 2 hours and 59 minutes too long.
Sean, why did you shove a dead, rotting skunk up your ass?
However, if Sean were to leave, I'd consider sticking around for a while.
Ah, I see.
I believe that.
It's the Sean factor.
Stinking
anus. Hey, I'm Sean Kennedy.
Sean, you don't even have to leave. You don't even have to leave, Sean. You just have to take your ass out of the room.
Sean, there's a window here.
There's
a fan. We can hang
or start wearing a butt plug. Either way, I'm happy.
No, he'll explode. You mind what's going to come out?
Oh.
There's the gorge. Check your ass.
He might start burping. Imagine that.
What's that?
Nothing quite like tasting his own, eh?
I don't give a fuck.
Stop. We've gone back to fart jokes.
Gone back to fart jokes.
And the reason why is because I'm tired.
Actually, I had to work a 16-hour shift last night, and I have to be back at 7:30 in the morning, which means I have to leave.
You want to keep broadcasting, Sim? That's great. That's okay. My contract's here for 3 rants a week, and I'm fucking here for 3 hours. You can go all fucking night.
That's
go
fine.
Hard.
But
we used to every week.
We used
people
to start
go,
at 9.
It's 9. I got to go.
No, we used to start at 9, which meant between 6 and 9, we were doing other things, and now, after 9, we have to do those things that we were doing before 9.
That's really cool.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Check my schedule. You'll see it's mighty full.
You've shifted things around.
If you're wondering what I'm talking about, your Uncle Dak is a complete Luddite. He's never actually seen a touchpad before, so he's actually...
He's now
a touchpad.
A touchpad's pretty cool.
I just
It's not what you think, Dak.
The touchpad makes for boring radio.
I'd also like to point out, I'd like to point out to all you guys, you're missing out not having the headset on.
It is amazing.
It's awesome.
I take it off and I go...
When someone calls in... You hear them crystal clear, and when your mic isn't in front of your mouth, you know it instantly.
Yep. You know you're an idiot.
You know, you know.
You know when your mic's not on, and when you're
talking,
holding it like this, you can't really hear you.
Nope.
And it's actually
like
really easy
like
for
this.
Me to tell who matters on the show, because if I can't hear them, they're not really part of the topic.
Uh-huh. I don't think this really helps.
Sim's kind of neat looking on camera.
Sim,
rip. Remember, rugby players tape their ears back because they can only take so much.
When you have to start wearing protective equipment in a sound room, now I have to start working.
Go ahead, Sean. Read out the names.
We've got about 3 seconds of battery time left, so go.
Oh, okay. We have Samarian Echo, Emilio, H, Snorgasm, Apocalypse, Kate, DRCH, Live, Paley, Pseudo, The Oracle, Type X, Enki, Paradox, Evil James, Josh K, Snake, Zebulon, Raskin, Holocaust, Necro, Buckhack, Snuffel, Info Loop, JJ, Nova, Kexler, Plastic, Rabid Wombat, Romulus, Skitty, Terrell, Orphan, Nixter, Artemis, Battleaxe, Broken Four, Crazy Fuck, Music God, What's Skugita, whatever the fuck is
Faster.
Skugita, Spidey, Star Baby, Waiju Karma, Smoko, Sick, Zerstor, Cyber Samurai, Ronin T-Knight, Simplex Movie, Poison Cheeto, Soul Trance, Test Subject, and his cat, Aunt Jemima,
Alfu, awesome.
Canis Rooster, Gargoyle Breaker 1, Grinning Death, Imagine Kirkbird, Midget, Onimus, Animus, Prophet Holy Dizzo, Seizing Starfish, Stats, and Zach B. Should be stated. Everyone's all in, up my
look,
ass about
look at
this
that.
Fucking
look
cat,
the, oh, the cat
that I let into cult. They're all like, why'd you let a cat in? I mean, I understand the humor, but why is he on the roster? It's a joke, son. It's a joke.
Can you understand it?
It was funny. I'm only going to
let That's the downfall of society today. People can't take jokes.
It was a joke. I thought it was funny to let a cat in. So that's
uh-huh.
I can tell you
there will
really
not be 10 cats
cat
in cult, I'm sure.
Right now.
Really?
Well, the other night, Ronan Sariet's out with one of his buddies. A working buddy. Working in quotation marks. Anyways.
Not a real
we
buddy. A working
local
buddy.
Heater back. Yeah. We were down at the local coffee yuppie warehouse hangout place. And we were talking with a couple of other of his
oh,
friends.
Baby.
Now, one
Does
of these.
Does it vibrate?
Pay attention. There's a test later.
PL check.
Anyways. I was talking to this one guy whose name was Dom. Pretty cool guy, except he's like professional student, has no idea about how the real world works. Anyways.
Most students don't.
No.
Well, through the student visa program, he applied for one for his cat. His cat got a credit card.
That's
his
awesome.
Cat
I would run his cat into debt.
His cat's got a $1,000 limit. His cat is actually, because it's a GM visa card, has got a special program built on that if you put, like, on when you buy a car, you can put, like, $2,000 down on any GM product with this Visa card, one-time use, and, like, it's fucking amazing.
I would want to see his cat buy a car.
Oh, yeah.
Using the GM Visa points from the card.
Oh, exactly. So his cat bought me a Ranger Slurpee. I was kind of
that is
does
so
that,
funny.
Does that mean that they'll go after the cat?
No, no. What that means is they will never, ever prosecute him for fraud. Because can you imagine...
The court case.
They'd have to admit that in court they issued a visa to a cat, which he fraudulently used because he couldn't possibly have asked the cat for permission.
But the best thing is, the cat has got a higher credit limit rating than the guy who owns the cat.
That's awesome.
Gargoyle Zebulon, it is live. We're not just recording.
But, Inky, this has happened before, and this has happened before.
I know so many times.
Yeah.
The cat thing?
The cat
oh,
or the
I know.
Dog or the pet. There was some woman in, like, I forget where the fuck it was. She for her parrot, she had a fucking credit card.
The
and
worst
she,
one I've heard is chinchilla.
Yeah, oh, that was it.
Chinchillas are very intelligent.
Was it the chinchilla or the parrot that the woman ran the fucking credit card up for like, it was like $150,000. God knows. It was a parrot.
What can they do about that?
They went after her.
Why?
Because
did she co-sign for it?
Because they basically said the parrot was not going out with his credit card, going, I want to go to Aruba, you know.
Prove it.
Prove it.
It was big fucking
parrots can talk.
They're pretty mean.
Parrots can talk. They're
yeah,
very intelligent.
Yeah, but
and
they
do like tropical weather.
Buy me a hammer.
Yeah, but
buy me a hammer.
They could, she could train it to say that. That would be the best.
Buy me a hammer.
Just
parade that parrot.
Yes, but they could go to the businesses where this stuff was bought and
yeah,
say, did a parrot buy anything from you?
I just like
and
to
it's
relate.
It's very noticeable that you are a parrot versus a human being.
What
you
know, was the really funny thing is, though, you could train an African gray who actually has discernibility to choose between objects to, you would walk in there with the bird takes the okay. credit cards and go, the bird takes the credit card and goes, I'd like to buy this.
And they
take the card from the bird, which they stand it, they think, well, that's great. You give the thing to the bird goes, scrag with the pen, which matches the scrag on the back of the fucking credit card. They all think it's cute, and you walk.
What about a monkey that does sign language? And you're the interpreter.
Paper plastic.
Yeah.
It's totally legit.
Well, since a monkey can probably be owned, they would just say, well, now we own you, and now they have a slave. Well, which is already a slave to begin with.
I have another story on the subject of visas. When I was in university, I met a guy. I think his name was Clint. I can't remember for sure. He'd had a visa since he was 12. He just said in the application, didn't even lie about his age. They just didn't read it carefully enough. He's had a visa since he was 12. The guy had fantastic credit.
No kidding. Since 12?
Since he was 12. Yeah, this guy's like 19, and I could put a car on my visa. You know? Wow.
You know what else you could do is you could go get the visa for the cat, right? You get the cat. The cat racks up the visa.
Yeah.
You then take a hammer and kill the cat, and you bury it.
Uh-huh.
The cat is then deceased.
Actually,
what you have to do is you have to get a death certificate.
For the cat? That's not a problem.
Take it to a vet and say,
cat dead? Yep, sign this.
Fuck that. I like cats. Buy goldfish.
Okay.
They don't live long. That way you can rack up the debts quicker.
The problem is most goldfish don't live
long enough to get good credit.
Get the credit actually.
Cats can go for 13
years.
They
all look the same. You buy replacements every week.
What you actually do is you move it into an apartment building where lots of old people live.
Wait,
there's a couple empty apartments. And then you apply for credit under one of their names. You wait for them to kick off, and then you start using the card.
That's called fraud.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's one
but they'll never catch you.
There's a problem with the goldfish thing here is that if it came to court, I'm sure some expert would come up with the fact that goldfish have a 3-second memory, which would not allow them to fill out the application. So clearly the goldfish did not fill out the application because it could not concentrate on the application for more than 3 seconds. And it takes longer, especially when you're using fins to write.
It would get thrown out of court because obviously the goldfish has no state of mind whatsoever to comprehend what it was doing. He's dismissed.
Are you listening to us? Could you believe what a large group of retards have conglomerated into this tiny little room?
I can't believe I came in here with you guys.
Sometimes I have like high hopes for the human race. You know, maybe we'll conquer the stars, move to other star systems. We'll save ourselves, pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, and do great things for our species. And other times I look at us and I'm like, let the asteroid hit tonight.
Uncle Dak's right.
Kill us all. Let God sort us out.
The problem is we're just going to remain one big giant dead mass. If you're leaving it up to a non-existent deity to sort through the mess.
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
Better not bring that in right now. Let's go around the room. Say goodbye.
Well, good night from girl on the left who's been totally sucked into this book.
It's really good.
It is. It's awesome.
I was hoping to get a hold of it.
Apparently,
I will not for a while.
This is Ronan Sariette saying good night. And please, anybody who was on my ICQ list before, re-ICQ me, or anybody that's interested in talking to me, because my list got wiped out and it would make things much, much faster.
I'll send you my whole list.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want my list? I've got 700 people on it.
No!
Go Drex!
750 people.
Private Drex on
radio people.
Always with something goldfish interesting to say at the beginning and the end of the show. I'm a little uncomfortable with the whole
online or offline.
It's time to say hello. It's time to say goodbye. It just doesn't rub off on me well.
Okay, we won't do that anymore.
Okay, excited to shut this part.
This is Ronan Medic, casually reminding you to take your stand against American futurity.
And then we have Jeremy Second PVM.
A little further away next time.
Okay, and then we have your old Uncle Dak.
This is your old Uncle Dak saying he made my headphones moist again.
And it's Sean Kennedy fucking man saying, hey, have a good night, and be drinkable, and read something.
Drive home safely.
I have nothing dirty to say this time. Good night.
This is Anki saying, yes, those of you with webcam access have been watching me pop zits on the right-hand side of my face all night. I know you've been wondering, but the truth comes out.
That was him, yep.
Nasty. And from our fearless
leader.
Oh, yeah.
You got that one. This is
all yours.
This is Sumerian. Saying goodbye.
On the left hand side of your face.
And
remember,
see you all.
Everybody. On Tuesday, vote early, vote often.
Yeah, 3 or 4 times if possible.
That's about the only way that we have a hope for Al Gore.
And vote for who you want.
Exactly. Don't listen to us. Make up your own fucking minds. Pretend you have one.
That's right. And we'll see you in 6 days and 20 and a half hours.
See ya.
Okay, so what are you saying?
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, the internet is safe to browse again.